Ladies and gentlemen, it is January 17th, 2020, on this live Friday global broadcast. But to be technically accurate, we're going to be live coming up in the next segment. I am taping this right now, right before the show goes live, so that I can make some comments, break down some news, and Paul Joseph Watson is going to be hosting, and we have some other special guests as well joining us in studio in an interview that I taped last night with popular libertarian conservative comedian Tim Dillon and his cohort, the modern Ed McMahon. That's in the fourth hour. Taped that last night. Great interview. Frequent co-host with Joe Rogan. A lot of fun inside baseball on that. I really do not have words to describe the quickening that's happening, all the political lines that are converging, how evil and corruption is now right out in the open, and just how crazy things are in Virginia and what's unfolding there, and attempts now to block what the governor's doing moving forward with gun confiscation. After we go to break, Paul Watson takes over, but I have taped several segments at the start of the second hour that get into what's unfolding with the trial starting next Tuesday in the Senate. And then, of course, the dirty tricks they're going to try to pull there on the federal holiday Monday in Charlottesville, trying to paint gun owners as KKK when it was the KKK that got the first laws passed against guns because they didn't want newly freed black slaves who weren't slaves anymore to not be able to have guns. It's just amazing how these Dixiecrats, and I'm not against the South, but I'm against the permanent leftist that run it for a long time and who play racial politics. I mean, I'm just sick of it. Absolutely sick of their race baiting crap. And then we've got to respond back when they do it and it all becomes racial and we're being manipulated like two Chinese fighting fish. Remember the old James Bond movie, Dr. No? Oh, look, this is a smart fish. It waits while the others, one kills the other, then it's weak. The third comes in and takes them out. That is how Spectre operates. And so, yeah, we can hate each other and kill each other all day over what color we are. And then they're manipulating as the supposed savior, saying, oh, we're going to take your rights and liberties away to stop the racism and the cultural divide that they're stoking. It's disgusting. So we don't need white guilt, and we don't need white genocide. We don't need to be told white people are bad, and it is okay to be white. It's great to be white. It's great to be black. It's great to be brown. It's great to be human. I don't go down here almost every week and eat at the local soul food place because black people own it. I eat the food because I like it. And that's what this gets back to. It's what you stand for, what you produce. That's how you measure things. Said it a thousand times. I listen to Jimi Hendrix, not because he's black, incredible guitarist, an incredible voice, an incredible songwriter. It's the same thing. It's great to be black. It's great to be white. It's great to be everything. They're planning something big in Virginia. Everybody knows it. I'm going to be on the ground there. Let me do this. I never do this in the first segment. This is going to cost us a lot of money to go to Virginia. And we're going to be in D.C. and we're going to be at everything. You see our people everywhere. Owen is busting his ass. He is the model of resistance, doing more than I ever did at his age, at the pace he's doing. It's amazing. And I hope he completely overshadows soon what I've done. The whole team is on fire. It takes a lot of money to put people in the field and do this. And we're trying to hire a personal camera person just for Owen right now so that we don't have rotating camera people. So he doesn't just have to hire a local to do it when he does it. Who did a great job, but we need financial support. InfoWarsStore.com. Fish oil just came back in. It's the ultimate fish oil. Super high quality. Amazing for your body. It's 33% off. We have so much more for sale as well, but this is how we finance our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. Knockout, the amazing sleep aid, is on sale. We also have Myco ZX on sale, next level probiotic, and so much more. And, of course, we've got the highest quality saw palmetto for your prostate with ProstaGuard. It's now back, and that's discounted as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, coming up, and I'll be back. Stay with us.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
And we are live on this Friday, January 17th edition. You heard there Alex Jones, who will, of course, be coming up in the second hour, returning to you, talking about events in Virginia. Of course, this big pro-gun rights rally happening on Monday. They had up to 60,000 people, I believe, sign in or at least agree that they were going to go on Facebook. Obviously, it never turns out that way. You'll probably get 1/10 of that. But even if you get 1/10 of that who show up, it's going to be thousands and thousands of people. You also have SWAT armored gear now rolling into place in Virginia, judging from the recent photos that I've just seen on Twitter. So we'll get into that. Also get into, of course, Antifa groups have now announced that they will be descending on Virginia on Monday. So basically, you're going to have thousands of pro-gun protesters who have been told by the governor that they can't carry any arms in this relatively enclosed pen with potentially SWAT teams, armored SWAT teams surrounding them, if these recent pictures are anything to go by, and belligerent leftist snarling Antifa thugs who, it's funny because they've actually said they're pro-gun rights in this instance because they say that disarming people is racist. So they're actually going to, Antifa groups are actually going to be joining the pro-gun rights march in support of that. But they've also said, oh, by the way, we don't support any of these white supremacists who are going to be there as well. So you've got a cocktail for absolute disaster. Hopefully everyone remains safe, but just from some of the ingredients that are going to be in enclosed in that pending area, people are very, very concerned. So I'll get into that in the next segment. But first, with Alex covering obviously most of the stateside news, I'm going to look at what's happening in Europe and particularly what's happening here in the United Kingdom, because I became jaded to this. We have one of these cases almost every few months at this point. And I saw this story a couple of days ago, just brushed over it, read the headline, didn't even read the story. But that's how they get you. They get you jaded by bombarding you with the same stuff over and over again. But we need to be continually outraged about this. There's a headline up on Summit.News. British police failed to stop Muslim grooming gang due to fears over community tensions. Yet again, we have another case. You know, the left always says, well, who could possibly have a problem with political correctness? Only bigots and racists. Because political correctness is just being nice to people. It's just being nice to people, really. Well, why in every single instance that we see one of these mass rape grooming gang scandals is the issue of political correctness at the fulcrum of why these rapists and pedophiles were not stopped from abusing women and, in some cases, children. In fact, in all cases, children in this case. Because, again, concerns over being portrayed as racist or politically incorrect, to the point, to the extent where they actually cover up these cases and ignore the pleas of the victims. British police failed to stop Muslim grooming gang due to fears over community tensions. This is another case that has only just come to light, which happened 15 years ago. And it's only just come to light. British police in Manchester failed to stop dozens of girls being sexually abused by a network of Pakistani men, despite knowing it was happening due to fears over creating community tensions. That was actually in the report. And again, You remember the reason why Tommy Robinson was eventually banned by Twitter? Because he accurately stated the statistics that 84% of convicted groomers, these people who abduct and traffic children in the UK, are Muslim men. That's from Quilliam Foundation. That's not from an extreme right-wing source. 84% are either Pakistani or Bangladeshi. They're Muslims. This is a Muslim problem. But in all the reporting about this, they dare not mention that fact. And in the investigation of this, they deliberately hide the fact, to the extent in this case where the police were told that they, in order to prosecute this case thoroughly, which it never got prosecuted, there were a handful of people who did, the vast majority got away with it, they would need to go out and find people who were non-white to try and prosecute so that they can then justify this and bust the case wide open. They were literally told, we're not going to do anything unless you find some white people who are involved. Article continues, and yet another grooming scandal involving predominantly Pakistani men sexually abusing white girls. Again, their white privilege didn't come to their aid. A new report reveals that Greater Manchester Police failed to take appropriate action more than 15 years ago, despite getting details of nearly 100 persons of interest who were using takeout restaurants as a base to rape and abuse children in care between the ages of 11 and 17. Despite the fact that the culprits were operating, quote, in plain sight. That's a quote from the report. All of the victims were young white females aged 11 to 17, while all the perpetrators were almost exclusively Asian adult males. And again, Asian is the politically correct term in the UK for Muslims. I imagine that South Koreans, Japanese and Chinese are quite offended by that term being used over and over again, but we can't say the word Muslims because that's politically incorrect. And that's why this case didn't even get solved. Even though it was out in the open, it was in plain sight. The police operation identified 57 girls who had been exploited, including one who died after being injected with heroin by her abuser. Literally just injecting them with heroin, then sexually abusing them, passing them around. We've got a clip from the BBC, which we're going to play in the next segment, which talks about that girl who was injected with heroin. But the case was shut down in 2005, and, quote, very few offenders were brought to justice. Now, to digress before I get back into this, we have to remember that this has happened across the United Kingdom time and time again. Rotherham, Telford, Oxford, Rochdale, in all these different towns and cities, the exact same thing is happening. Pakistani and Bangladeshi Muslim men are abducting young white girls, sex trafficking them, abusing them, bullying them, beating them, intimidating them, in some cases, killing them. And in almost every single case, only a handful of people get prosecuted. The big case, of course, was in Rotherham. That came out in 2014. That's when this story really started to come to the fore. And at the same time in Rotherham, when these Muslim men were trafficking young girls, they always targeted young white girls. The council that helped cover it up, the same council was telling foster couples, was removing children from foster couples because of their politics. So the council was concerned about kids being radicalized by right-wing foster parents. There's a headline here out of the BBC. UKIP couple have foster children removed from care. Now this couple, I think they were Polish, they weren't even British, and an absolutely exemplary record for foster care, but because they expressed support for UKIP at the time, which in 2014, or in 2012, was basically almost the third largest political party in the UK. It became that in 2015 with the election. Because they expressed support for a mainstream UK political party that was not left-wing, they had children removed from foster care. Meanwhile, 1,400 girls in the same town are being kidnapped, abused, and trafficked by this Muslim grooming gang. And not only did they do nothing about it, they helped cover it up. This is the extent to the industrial scale abduction and grooming of children that's been happening in the United Kingdom. And again, I go back to the stat. 84% of these grooming gang members, Pakistani Bangladeshi men. But at the same time, even to this day, There's a tweet here where a council is sending out a test for employees to join the council, to be employed by the council, where they ask the question, well, perpetrators of child sexual exploitation can be men or women from all walks of life, cultures, ethnic backgrounds, and of any age. Media reporting has tended to be skewed towards the gang being made up of Pakistani or Asian origin. And if you answer true on that question, that they're mainly Pakistani or Asian origin, you fail, you don't get the job. That are actually using it to apply for council jobs. And if you actually tell the truth in that instance, you don't get the job. These are some of the same councils who helped cover this up. And now we have a giant new case in Manchester, which was happening 15 years ago, and it only just came out. Going to get into more details about it on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it, word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, I say diversity is a strength. We've seen this across Europe, but we've seen it particularly in the UK. The industrial scale sex trafficking of children, basically. They always talk about them in the media as being, you know, girls. No, they're children. They're as young as 11 years old. And we've had another case in Manchester where 57 girls were abducted, sex trafficked, in some cases injected with heroin. In one case, injected with heroin by their abusers and killed. And this has only come to light 15 years later. Why? Well, in the report, it tells you why. And it's the same case as we saw in Rotherham, Rochdale, Telford, and in all these other cases. From the article, British police failed to stop Muslim grooming gang due to fears over community tensions. One of the reasons why police failed to take adequate action, despite knowing this was happening in plain sight, was due to concerns over, quote, sensitive community issues. We see this again, even with terrorist cases where they refuse to arrest terrorists or refuse to keep tabs on them because it might upset the Muslim community. There was a refugee who was eventually given asylum in Canada, who I think was coming back from Egypt or Saudi Arabia or a Middle Eastern country. And again, the same reason they gave the government is we can't take her in as a refugee despite being under threat of being murdered because it might inflame community tensions. In other words, it might upset the Muslims. And now, even though these men were known to police, they knew the locations where this was operating out of, they knew the culprits involved, they didn't intervene because of political correctness. There was another case named in this report involving Kurdish people. When the police got involved, that also created, quote, community tensions. And the report says these factors clearly had to be considered by the Gold Command Group, which was the police outfit investigating the crimes, which were never properly prosecuted. Police were even ordered to try to find culprits who were white to hide the fact that the grooming gang issue was a Muslim Pakistani problem. Quote, we were told to try and get other ethnicities. So the only way they could bust this case was to try to fudge it and make it not look like a Muslim Pakistani issue. We're going to come back and talk about this, but here's a clip from the BBC talking about how one of the victims trafficked by this gang, covered up by police, was treated. Here's the clip.
Victoria was a beautiful young girl. Why did she have to die? I just want her to be here with me now and just be close.
Joan Agolia lost her granddaughter Victoria in 2003 and has been demanding answers ever since. But Victoria's death should not have come as a shock to the authorities at the time. Today in central Manchester, Joan was at the front row of a press conference held by Mayor Andy Burnham, which laid bare the extent to which they knew about the terrible abuse she was subjected to and how little they did to protect her.
Although Victoria was cared for by Manchester City Council, a man who had been previously identified as sexually exploiting her was given permission to visit her in her accommodation three times a week. Only weeks before her death, Victoria disclosed to her social workers that she was being injected with heroin by an older Asian man for favours. No formal action was taken to investigate this matter or prevent it occurring again.
Joan heard pledges from the panel that the wrongs of the past would at last be put right with new investigations. But will they deliver justice?
I've heard this time and time again. I'm just hoping this time, after all these years, I've been hoping and praying and had interviews and everything, they will keep the promises and get this sorted out. My granddaughter can't go to heaven yet.
But it wasn't just Victoria. In the wake of her death, Greater Manchester Police set up Operation Augusta with the aim of tackling widespread and serious sexual exploitation of children in care in the city. The operation identified 57 children as potential victims and up to 97 persons of interest involved in the crimes against them. But the investigation was shut down before it got started, a decision the report found driven by resources rather than all lines of inquiry being successfully completed or exhausted. The men identified by detectives were never investigated. Their abuse went unchecked. The review concluded that most of the children they considered were failed by police and children's services, that authorities knew that many were being subjected to the most profound abuse and exploitation, but did not protect them from the perpetrators. We now know that 8 of the men originally identified by police went on to commit serious sexual offences after the operation ended, including the rape of girls aged both over and under the age of 16. This is something Ruby knows a lot about. From the age of 12, she was groomed, plied with alcohol, and sexually abused by groups of older Asian men in Rochdale, Greater Manchester.
I was raped by a lot of men. It started when I was around 12. It ended around 15, I think. We were playing in a takeaway. We'd go and have drinks and then it escalated from there. They started taking us to houses and stuff. There was a lot of alcohol, a lot of alcohol. To be fair, most of the time you couldn't even remember the sex or the rapes because I was that intoxicated. It was that bad then.
Ruby isn't her real name.
You're going with him. You're going with him.
It's the name she was given when her story was made public in the BBC drama series Three Girls. Today's news of a previous failed investigation 5 years before her abuse began is especially difficult to hear.
They should have saved Victoria. They could have saved her, but they didn't. I feel like if they would have done something then it would have saved me from going through all the abuse as a child as well.
The next step of Andy Burnham's review will be a detailed reassessment of the investigations into the abuse she and others endured in Rochdale. She told us she gave police details of at least 10 men who abused her, but only one was prosecuted. Ruby thinks, for her, the review has come too late.
If you knew then what you know now, do you think you would have taken part in the police investigation?
No. Absolutely not. Because they didn't do their jobs properly, to be fair. The outcome wasn't what they said it would be. The police, they're there to keep me safe, and they didn't. I was only a child as well.
Manchester City Council said today, "We recognise that some of the social work practice and management oversight around 15 years ago fell far below the high standards we now expect. We're deeply sorry that not enough was done to protect our children at the time." And Greater Manchester Police said in a statement, "Following our internal review, a multi-agency team was established under Operation Green Jacket. To date, Operation Green Jacket has identified 53 potential victims. We will continue to do all that we can to safeguard children within our communities."
There we have it, and they don't mention the real reason why it was covered up because of concerns about political correctness. They don't tell you that. Don't go away, Lou.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again, because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago, when I started taking X2 and the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You're listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson. How you like me now?
How you like me now? We heard before the break again one of the victims describing their involvement, their victim of their abuse at the hands of networks of Pakistani Muslim men. Again, the entire case covered up by the police, or at least they were told not to investigate it in many instances, told not to bust the case until they could find people from different ethnicities, so then they could produce the case or present the case in the eyes of the public as something that was not Pakistani/Muslim related, even though it is in almost every instance, because people bring over certain aspects of their cultures from their home countries that don't always mesh with ours, but the governments, the councils do nothing about it. In many cases, they directly cover it up, because God forbid they would be called racist by coming to the aid of these dozens and dozens of children being abused. And tying into that, actually, there was a story which I saw immediately before coming on air, which is out of a Swedish publication. Of course, Sweden is having gigantic problems with their own cultural enrichment. They've had record explosions, grenade attacks, sexual assault statistics through the roof over the past few years, as they've accepted more migrants, more asylum seekers. And there's a story here out of a Swedish news source, which I believe is a mainstream Swedish newspaper, translated so the language is not exactly easy to follow. But the headline is, authorities plan to deploy military against the Swedish people. Now, as far as I can understand from this rough machine translation, Police chiefs in Sweden have asked the government to have the power to implement basically martial law scenario where they could employ military assets against the people in times of, you know, emergency, in times of crisis, which they describe as the gray zone. It says among the tools you fear can be used in the gray zone are, among other things, dissemination of disinformation and, quote, impact operations. And they ask that authorities in this case be given the power and the opportunity to plan and practice, quote, gray zone problems. So they're requesting support from the, quote, armed forces in a gray zone situation, which means that police and military can be deployed against the population in case the country is deemed to be in a war-like state. But as part of this request, according to this article, and again, this needs to be fleshed out, so I'm going to do more research about it and probably do my own story on it. Within this memo, they describe the alternative media as being part of this threat that would require armed forces to support the police in times of civil emergency. They directly mention, quote, this is from FOI memo 6338. And again, this is a rough translation, so I'm doing the best I can with this translation, but it says, these are the people who they're looking at in terms of needing armed forces support on the streets against the Swedish people. It says the dissemination of propaganda via internet activists and alternative media, which is sometimes unreflected, spread further in Swedish traditional media, conveys a distorted picture of Sweden. The Swedish public is exposed to ambiguous facts and sometimes pure disinformation on issues that concern, among other things, order and security, migration and integration. Now, you remember a couple of years ago, the Swedish government basically put out an enemies list. The Swedish government, by the way, is completely beholden to these SPLC type groups in Sweden who designate lists of enemies, which is basically anyone who's vocal, who has criticized mass migration. In some cases, these lists are leaked to newspapers, and then journalists go out, they find the addresses of people who've left, you know, mean comments about mass migration on Facebook. They knock on their door and try to publicly shame them. That's concerning enough. Now it's being mentioned in the context of sending troops onto the streets to deal with this kind of dissent. Continues. Again, they're talking about the Swedish public being exposed to disinformation via internet activists. Who do you think they're talking about there? They're talking about someone like the Angry Foreigner, who is a YouTuber, a Bosnian immigrant himself, who has been on this show several times, made numerous viral videos about the problems that mass migration and soaring crime in migrant communities has had on Sweden. He was put on the enemies list too. So was PewDiePie, by the way. And he did a pretty humorous video about it at the time, I remember. But now they're saying, quote, these information operations, which primarily utilize the information infrastructure of our open society in terms of the internet, social media, and blogs, have a certain negative impact on public confidence in authorities and politicians. The article goes on to say the document details how to eliminate the threat from alternative media. Memo 6338 addresses the crisis in healthcare energy supply, and it also addresses other things, including failed payment systems. But the point is, one of the targets in this, what they call gray zone scenario, where they have civil unrest in Sweden, where the people no longer trust the government, one of their enemies who they're looking to use the military against under this scenario, which they're trying to claim new powers to enact, or at least have on standby, is, quote, internet activists putting out disinformation during this gray zone situation. Those are the targets, which is basically anyone who's criticized mass migration on the internet. I mean, we have stories routinely out of Sweden where 75-year-old pensioners have received police interrogations for, you know, talking mean about Muslims on Facebook, things like that. So many cases. And now they're asking the government to give them the power to use the armed forces against those kind of people. Sounds very progressive, doesn't it? But again, that story literally just came out and it's a direct translation, so I'm going to try and flesh it out even more. But of course, we were talking before the break about the massive problem in the UK with Muslim grooming gangs, the fact that the media won't call them Muslim grooming gangs, they call them Asian gangs. And again, they primarily target white working class young women and children. The white privilege doesn't really help them out in those cases, does it? And it didn't help them out in this case, which was the most prolific legal rape case in the UK. Headline here out of Sky News. Reinhard Sinaga, prolific rapist, should never be released, says Attorney General as he reviews sentence. This is a guy who I think he's from Thailand originally, who was found guilty of 136 counts of raping and sexually assaulting 48 men. But there could be 190 victims. They're calling it the most prolific rapist in British legal history. What he basically did was he rented an apartment in Manchester near where all the bars and clubs are. He lured back men to his apartment and said, do you want a drink? Do you want to charge your phone? Then he slipped them a date rape drug and raped them. And he literally raped dozens and dozens. This is the most prolific rapist in British history. And buried deep down in the article here is the fact that, quote, all but a few of Sinaga's victims were white, heterosexual men with an average age of 21. So that, yet again, is another migrant to the UK who has now become the most prolific rapist in the UK, targeting white, heterosexual men to be raped. Another example of how their white privilege did not come to their aid. Even though that's an integral part of the story, again, like with the Rotherham case, with the Manchester case, where they deliberately target white people, that is buried or not even mentioned by the mainstream media, who will crow on all day about white privilege. Of course, we just had a week-long scandal, which is still running, about Meghan Markle basically forcing Prince Harry to resign from the royal family. And then all criticism of her privileged, whiny, diva-like behavior is denounced as misogyny, is denounced as racism by feminists, who, by the way, have absolutely nothing whatsoever to say about the industrial abuse of dozens and dozens of girls and young women by Muslim, by Pakistani grooming gangs. Noticeably silent on that, aren't they? We're going to come back in the next segment. We're going to talk about what's happening in Virginia. They are now rolling in SWAT equipment. They're rolling in Caterpillar arms to keep surveillance. It's all armored. They're rolling in SWAT teams, according to some reports. And that looks like a really big confrontation that we do not want to happen. But all the ingredients for it happening are going to be there in place. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by Infowars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack. attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com. It's either happened to every person listening or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prop up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live on The Alex Jones Show. We're going to get into what's happening, the latest out of Virginia. But first, I want to tell you about some of the great deals available at InfoWarsStore.com. You've seen the massive deplatforming campaign, not just against us, but against basically everyone who helped Donald Trump achieve election in 2016, everyone was punished in some way. The latest example, of course, being Stefan Molyneux, who, because one person from Sleeping Giants tweeted a little complaint to MailChimp, his MailChimp database was immediately removed. Of course, they did the same thing to us months and months ago. If you want to have a mailing list which you actually trust and won't be yanked away from you within a moment's notice because one screeching moron complains about it on Twitter, don't use MailChimp. And in fact, a lot of people did immediately pull their support and service from MailChimp in the aftermath of that. Of course, we've been completely deplatformed. They expected us to be completely destroyed at this point. We're not. We're still here fighting purely because of you getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I cannot overestimate the crucial nature of your continued support for this network's continued survival. We have Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier, now available at 30% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. As the cedar and allergies kick up around Austin, we're reminded how great the Alexa Pure Breeze is. This is a must-have for your home going into the new year to help filter out those allergies and all the other dust and toxins around you. It's been a game changer since it came out a couple of years ago. Comparable units, and this is the same with our storable food, which, by the way, if you're trying to get storable food in Europe, it's like 10 times more expensive. Comparable units for the Alexa Pure Breeze cost as much as $800. We're bringing it to you for just $195.97. So that special is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have Winter Sun Plus, a massive whopping discount of 40% off. Of course, now we're smack bang in the middle of winter. People are very vitamin D deficient. As the temperature continues to drop, it's more important than ever to make sure you're getting the vitamins you need. Winter Sun can help you get all the vitamin D your body needs without the uncomfortable sunburn. Created with powerful, nutrient-dense lichen oil, it's the easiest way to bring the power of the sun into your home. It is Winter Sun Plus. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. And right there when you buy the product, there's also a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew with the donation option. You can add a donation right there at checkout. Simply open the donation option and select either a preset amount or a custom amount of your choice. So a lot of people, they just want to give more money of their own accord, and we really appreciate those donations. Of course, we used to take donations via PayPal, but they banned us. But we got around it, and now you can donate anything you like or a preset amount right there at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's absolutely crucial that you continue to do so. We really appreciate your support. Now, of course, Virginia is potentially going to be a flashpoint on Monday. You have 60,000 people saying that they're going to attend this pro-gun rally on Facebook. Of course, not that many will show up, but even if one-tenth show up, there's going to be a large amount of people. You also have Antifa, who've announced that they're going to be on the scene too, just to make things that little bit more spicy. Headline out of Daily Caller, Antifa group plans to march alongside pro-gun protesters in Virginia. A diverse gathering of pro-gun protesters are set to descend upon Virginia's capital on Monday. Could include an unlikely ally, a local Antifa group. In what Vice called a bizarre meeting of the minds, Richmond-based Antifa Seven Hills also strongly opposes the gun measures now likely to become law, since Democrats won control of both Virginia houses last year, and they too want Democratic leaders in Richmond to know. So they're basically saying that gun control in America has a legacy of racist enforcement. That's why Antifa now are literally going to be out on the streets protesting in favor of the Second Amendment. But they've also said that they're not going to be supporting far-right militias or white supremacists who are also expected to show up to the event. Now, this is going to be a big flashpoint because, of course, the Mr. Blackface himself, the governor of Virginia, has said that he will ban all guns. He's passed an executive order to ban all guns. Some people have said they're going to bring the guns anyway. And now it looks like authorities are preparing for a flashpoint. They've got a armored vehicle, which I think is called the Ruck. People have identified this on Twitter. There are photos circulating of this black armored vehicle device with a big arm, which they use as both surveillance and here's an article about it, actually. I can describe exactly what its function is. It's out of Business Insider. There you see right there the photo of the vehicle that's in station in Virginia right now. Business Insider describes exactly what it does. It says, take a look inside the Ruck, an armored vehicle SWAT teams use to tear through vehicles, block an active shooter, or bust through a riot. The Ruck, designed by Ring Power Corporation, heavy equipment company that modifies vehicles, is essentially an armored caterpillar vehicle that has been modified for SWAT and other police units. It can be used for all kinds of scenarios, including hostage rescue, barricaded suspects, riots, and natural disasters. At least 25 different police departments across the U.S. have purchased one. And now, as you can see from those pictures, there is one on site in Virginia where you're going to have armed police and potentially SWAT teams alongside pro-gun protesters who have been told they can't bring guns, but many of them have said they will anyway, and Antifa radicals who often get into fights with those same pro-gun protesters, even though they've said that they're marching alongside them in this instance. So to put it bluntly, it's a recipe for absolute disaster. But of course, that was worsened by this executive order, which said they couldn't carry guns. If they hadn't passed that order, if they'd have allowed everyone to carry firearms, it probably would have passed off without much comment. But now it's become a flashpoint situation and everybody's worried about potential violence, which, of course, we don't want to see happen. Meanwhile, National File reports sheriff's deputy vows to defy unconstitutional gun control. Trip Kester, a sheriff's deputy in North Carolina's Davidson County, channeled the civic sentiment of many American patriots this week at a meeting of his county board of commissioners, which voted unanimously to adopt Second Amendment sanctuary county status. And in fact, we have a clip of the sheriff getting up and giving a speech. And here is that clip right now. Let's roll it.
My name's Tripp Kester. As you can see, I'm here. I just want to personally...
Could you pull that mic up a little bit?
Is that better? Okay. I just want to personally and publicly go on record supporting this resolution before us this evening. You know, guys, it's simple. Like a lot of them have said, the Constitution needs no explanation. It's been enforced for several hundred years now. It's easy to understand. It says what it means and means what it says. And the last time I read the Declaration of Independence, it specifically reminds all of us that we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, which means God-given, among these life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and that governments were instituted among men specifically to secure our God-given rights. And it says when government becomes destructive to these ends, meaning when they go above and beyond trying to secure our liberties and trying to take them, it's the right of the people to alter or abolish that government, either by voting or ultimately, God forbid, to use our Second Amendment rights to protect ourselves from tyranny. And I'm just asking all of y'all to unanimously join our sister counties of Wilkes, Surrey, Stokes, Lincoln, and Cherokee and get on board with this thing and publicly demonstrate to us that you're willing to uphold and honor the same oath I took when I put my hand on God's word and held my other hand up to him and swore that I'd give my life to defend that Constitution. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but regardless of what y'all do or don't do, I'm not going to enforce an unconstitutional law. I'm going to protect.
They have a sheriff's deputy in one of the neighboring areas there talking about refusing to enforce unconstitutional laws. This is the flashpoint in Virginia. In fact, reading more about this armored vehicle, the Rook, which cost $315,000, they actually used it to take down Saad Rizwan Farouk and Tashfi Malik, the married couple who carried out a San Bernardino terrorist attack in 2015. So this is literally a device, a vehicle, used to take out mass shooters and terrorists, and they've moved it into position. Reportedly, these photos are circulating on Twitter. Again, this has not been confirmed, but reportedly, they've moved this vehicle into location in Virginia where they're going to have the big pro-rights march on Monday. The governor, Ralph Northam, Mr. Blackface, has said that no guns will be allowed. Looks like you're going to have a tight perimeter in there, in the central plaza where they're having this protest, with up to 60,000, of course, people who say they're going to go to an event on Facebook. Even if a tenth of those people, and it's usually like a third who sign up for Facebook, it's usually you get a third who go. But even if it's 10%, you've got thousands of people. You've got Antifa. You've got people frustrated that they can't bring guns, some who will bring guns anyway. And you've got potentially vehicles, SWAT vehicles that have used, have been used in the past to take out terrorists. This does not look good.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm really quite close to, I'm very close to the cutting edge in AI, and it scares the hell out of me. It's capable of vastly more than almost anyone knows, and the rate of improvement is exponential.
The entire corporate media, the entire Hollywood combine, the communist Chinese, the EU, are all promoting a post-human world, and that the family is bad, that there is no God, but that gods are coming. And they're going to be AI gods, and they're going to replace us. They say the same thing over and over again. We're obsolete. We're dead. We're gone. We should all just give up and take some high-powered prescription drugs and just fade out.
The CDC reporting the overdose death rate among middle-aged women has risen more than 260% since 1999. Drug-related fatalities often involve a mixture of medications. And when researchers looked closer, they found overdoses that included prescription opioid painkillers rose 485%.
And a lot of people nihilistically are deciding to do that. You're seeing record suicide, not just here, but across the world, because we're being told humans suck. We're bad. The world without humans is going to be a great thing. That's what young people are being taught. Record suicide there.
The first 10 years, 2000 to 2010, suicide attempts were relatively flat according to the study, but in 2011, they went up in every age group, especially in girls aged 10 to 12, with a frightening 338% increase in attempted suicide.
It's the prosperity that's killing us. Victor Hugo said, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. And we really are becoming monsters, aren't we? Slovenly, weak, stupid, no attention spans, myself included. Because we're not involved in the animating contest of liberty. We're not pushing ourselves. We're drowned in all this buzz of information, most of it false. But here on this broadcast, when I'm focused and I'm really putting my nose to the grindstone, there is no better analysis of what's really happening on this planet and what the different countervailing forces are. Nowhere.
What is his name?
Mitchell Stewart.
The conspiracy theorist? That's a celebrity now? The guy who thinks 9/11 was an inside job? He's an ass.
He's an ass who needs liver surgery.
You make many statements that have been proven wrong. Do you really believe them?
You want to untangle what's real and what's for show?
What? You got it from Alex Jones. And that's like, whoa, it's over. Person that gets called Alex Jones is an idiot. And everybody has to, you know, laugh at them. And it's tailored for women and kind of the younger pop generation. But I know what's happening with the younger generation. Even millennials are waking up, but particularly Generation Z, and they all see right through this. Why are they doing it if it's not working like it used to? Because it's all they've got, and it used to work in the past. Well, that's a group that's got to be met with resistance. We've got to fight as hard as we can now while we still have some communities that are able to communicate on the internet before they incrementally close the door, which is happening right now. And Trump, I have to say, has been presiding over America losing control of the internet and losing control of our freedoms. And the little bitty things he's done, like in the new trade negotiation to say the EU and others can't shut down our tech companies and don't have monopoly control over them, doesn't mean anything if Trump lets then the big tech companies operate above the Bill of Rights and Constitution and the political system and the American people.
Hi, Mr. Zuckerberg. How did the meeting go today? What was your message to lawmakers, Mr. Zuckerberg? Can you assure lawmakers that your platform will not be manipulated ahead of the next election? Did you talk about possibly breaking up Facebook? Did you talk about privacy legislation? Are you hopeful that it will come to the floor before the end of the year? Are you ready to deal with California's privacy legislation?
But we've seen a few good things from Trump, but On a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, I'll give Trump a 1. And we need a 10 out of him on First Amendment and free speech. This is racketeering. This isn't private company can do whatever it wants. This is private companies in real time with AI and real time censorship with people watching what the AI flags and controlling what we can say and do online. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are, broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, January 17th, 2020. Broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. You just heard Paul Joseph Watson knocking it out of the park in the last hour. Now, I taped a really great interview with an extremely politically incorrect comedian, thought criminal, Tim Dillon. He is going to be in studio with us in the fourth hour because he was right here last night and we taped it. I, if all was going well, we've had planes sliding off runways and, you know, Missouri and all sorts of other crazy weather, but I'll be in D.C. this afternoon co-hosting with Savannah Hernandez, Owen Schroyer, and others with the War Room today. So that's from 3 to 6 p.m. And that's important because you have a historic attempt to impeach the president that has been successful. That's the indictment. Now they're in the Senate with the trial. We're going to be there all next week covering it live. And we're going to be there on the federal holiday. We're going to be in Virginia, just 30-something miles south, northern Virginia, where the left is openly trying to cause martial law and trying to paint gun owners as KKK and all this insane garbage. I mean, this is America fighting for its life. Now, this is a football game. We're about 7 points ahead in the third quarter going to the fourth. I mean, it's ours to lose, okay? It's ours to lose here, and this isn't a football game. This is the whole future of humanity being fought out in America right now. Because you seize control of America, you can take down the planet to pure evil. They couldn't get full control, so they set up China as the model to dominate. And now I've got reports on that I'm going to be getting to here in a moment. But let me just do this up front again in this hour, because I always tend to plug at the end of things and do it like I'm apologizing for plugging. This dog doesn't hunt. This dog doesn't win unless you buy the products. And I'm not like saying it's some laborious thing. I'm happier than a pig and you know what when I take the ultimate fish oil that's back in stock, when I take the X2 and X3, when I take the gut fusion. I can't wait. It's been sold out for three months now. I can't, 4 months. Gosh, it takes forever to make this stuff organic. We have stuff all the time not sold out if it's not organic. They got plenty of that. Getting stuff certified organic, the testing of it, everything has to be tested by a third party. They're tested by the labs again. You know they're testing all our stuff at the Democrats admit they do that. It's all over the news trying to find something. And so we're at above California standards with almost all of our products, which is almost impossible. That is where the cost comes in, the triple testing. And these products are amazing. And so a lot of stuff that has been sold out will be back soon. But I was going to get a living defense. I mean, people are just blown away by that. It's been sold out for 3 months. 3 months. And I was talking to the factory just 2 days ago. And I said, listen, it's supposed to take 12 weeks for this when we put the order in. They said, yes, but we continue to get and test. And it's not passing California standards. Just can't go to production. So everybody else just slaps a label on saying this doesn't pass California standards, which is like, you know, one part per billion. I mean, the air has more, you know, toxic stuff in it than this does. But they let California dump toxic waste right into the water, calling it fluoride, but it's a bunch of other stuff as well. But there's a waiver for that around the Clean Water Act. There's a waiver for that, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, that's what this comes down to. And when you look at every angle of it and how they operate and the scams they're running, it's just ridiculous that we ever put up with this stuff. Yeah, I remember David Hogg said, we're bad. We tell you the water's poisonous, but the water table's been poisoned by the Industrial Revolution and so many other things, and they add more poison into it. And then I started realizing why they did that after World War II. The water was so toxic that they put fluoride, but that meant hundreds of chemicals from the mining industries and phosphate industries and from the aluminum industries. And then they just put poison back in the water, and that was the waiver to put the poison in to cover up the poison that was already in the water. But I didn't mean to go into a huge plug or rant here. What I'm getting at is this. We go out to the top labs in the country, the very best that are out there, and we say, we want the best you've ever made. And they go, yeah, this is this product. We'll private label it for you. We're ready right now. I'm like, no, excuse me. You don't understand. I want it better. And that's what we've done. In fact, somebody took my Ultimate Fish Oil, the one I had open, the one I was eating, took it away, but here's one that's not been opened yet. They stole my fish oil. Now, folks, there it is. Please do an overhead shot. Has anybody ever seen horse pills that big? And maybe that's not a good sales tactic. Like, these are the biggest horse pills ever, but they go down okay with some water. I'll tell you. I mean, Monica Lewinsky would have no problem with these. But she'd like, I'll call these little Clintons. But the point is that it's crass. It's out of control. I don't even care anymore. But they have civil war. We're trying to stop it. Look at these babies. I mean, those are big. Or they're small, depending on how you look at it. But here it is. Like, that's a fish oil. That's a big fish oil. Now, that's Bill Clinton's tallywhacker. It's really little. But the point is, that's not what we're talking about. It's a family show, and I apologize. I told you the filter's gone, folks. It's gone. Doesn't exist anymore. Sorry, I can't even put a filter on. That's always been the joke, too. Like, Jones can't sell out because he can't control himself. I don't want to sell out. I want to absolutely crush the enemy. And that means I get blown up in the process and ice picks ran through my eyeballs. That's fine. Because, see, I don't like pain, but I do like destroying globalists. Even more than I do like it. Understand? So I'm going to stop. I'm out of control. I apologize for those jokes. I'm not going to do it. I've been being much more family friendly. But it doesn't matter. I mean, hell, they're teaching 5-year-olds in most public schools to sit on big fat pedophiles' laps. So, you know, when I expose that, TV stations are like, you can't show this. This is a fat dude shaking his ass in front of a 5-year-old. I'm like, if they're doing it in schools, yeah, I understand. I remember when we first started exposing the pedophile drag queen story time like 5 years ago, and people are like, Alex, it's not that big a deal. They're like, whoa, it's at my library. It's at my school. What the hell? They're like parachuting in fat dudes in clown outfits right now. Okay? I mean, hell, next segment, the star witness of Robert Mueller against Trump just got busted for you know what. But like, not everybody that looks like Brian Stelter is a pedophile. Most of them are. Okay, I'm going to stop. You know, I am the energy level on the planet's really up right now. So, you know, that's what's happening. And I just can't even cover news right now. That's what this comes down to. But the main reason I'm here is to tell you that I need funding just like a missile needs fuel, and I will hit the enemy and I will destroy them with your help. But You got the best hunting dog around, like I said at the start of the segment. But if you got him in a kennel and you don't feed him and you don't give him water and you don't deflee him, he's going to roll over and die. He's tough. He'll just go out there one more and he'll be dead. Now, quite frankly, I'm not like a hunting dog that's in really great shape. Oh, I'm getting a little bit better. You start to see a little bit of my ribs. And that's made us more lean and mean in this fight against the globalists. Even physically, I'm even stronger under the attack. His spirit is so strong, just the flesh is also willing, but just not as strong as the spirit. And I'll just go back to it again. When you make the decision to spread the word about the broadcast, and when you make the decision to pray for us, and when you make the decision to buy the products, it changes the whole world. We've already done it. You've already done it. And I say this every day because it's not patronization. It's not patting you on the head and you're important. Oh, look what you did this. And it's you, the globalists. Hey, they just don't like this focal point. So there's a sounding board of somebody saying what you're already thinking and saying what you're already wanting, because we're in the same spirit. I mean, we're jacked in. We are tied together. You could be black. You could be white. You could be old. You could be young. You love liberty. We're brothers. We're brothers in Christ. And that's what the enemy hates. And so that's why I'm not going to be a hypocrite. If I want to make a stupid joke about Bill Clinton, I'm going to make it. Because I'm not a hypocrite. I'll go protest them killing babies and stop them killing babies. All those fake preachers telling you not to make a Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky joke, they're not going to be out there doing that because they're a bunch of Pharisees, the same type of people Christ beat with whips.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech. And to know that most Americans
feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The pedophile star witness of the Russia probe has been arrested. We're going to play that special report here in just a few minutes. And then we've got some other really important special reports on the UN caught on video. Not just some low-level person, the head admitting that the vaccines are killing people, aren't tested, and they're deadly dangerous, and the majority of doctors are saying, we don't buy this anymore. I've told you, I've had four children. I haven't. My wives have. But I've been there at the hospital. I've been through that experience. And the doctors try to push it. The nurses, they go, I don't take a damn thing. You know, we give these kids shots in the back and they freaking die on us. And we got to get the breathing machines ready, the respirators on these preemies when we get ordered by the bioethics board or the hospital. Don't quote me. I'm like, no, I already know about it. I know, but the babies die when we give them to them. You got to check into that. But that's going to a high-end private hospital. I mean, it's not like caviar or something, but it's a big high-end one, the biggest in the state. It's North Austin. And I was smart enough to find a doctor for the first three that was a listener. He's retired now. But when you're with the doctor and they go to a Willie Nelson concert with you, they just start talking about all the stuff they've seen. So, I mean, it's not like I'm just here just going, oh, you know, I'm making this stuff up. I go to Willie Nelson concerts and dump Shinerbach beers down the female doctor. And after about five beers, well, they start singing like a canary. But I already know all that. My son had to go in the NICU. He was big. He was like 12 pounds. He was born about 2 weeks late. And of course, they didn't let him get mama's milk right away. They did their thing. And so his blood sugar went way down. And so they put him in the NICU. And so he's in the NICU about 3 days. And I'm in there hovering around like a Papa Eagle constantly. I mean, you talk about just the instincts kicking in your firstborn. And they got all these wires in them. And I mean, I was just like, I wasn't thinking about how I was going to ready to rip people's heads off. I was just like on edge. And of course, they all know that. They're used to parents dealing with that. But they're like, yeah, you're right to refuse the vaccines. You know, none of us take them. You know, when we give the babies the vaccines, when they're in the NICU, most of them are preemies. And I'm looking at little bitty babies, you know, they weigh like 3 pounds. They're like, they die. But we save them. We follow the orders. And then I actually had the nurses on saying their names. They've been on the show with David Knight and Rob Dew and myself. I've interviewed whole groups of people in Ohio and Texas and Florida. In Canada, NICU head nurses, say their names and say they'll get the order to give 30, 40, 50 kids shots that are in the NICU and they'll die right there. And then I'm just supposed to sit here and take this crap as a human and not be pissed? The system is testing to see what they can get away with. It's not the doctors and nurses that are bad. It's testing what will they do. How can we kill people right in front of them and convince the doctors to cover it up? It's like the Catholic Church, how they infiltrate it with pedophiles. They get one pedophile, they go, this will hurt the whole church, just ship them away. And then once they do that, well, if you try to stop us and don't do what we say politically, we'll expose you, protect that pedophile. It's the same thing. Once the doctors go, well, the vaccines are hurting people, but it's a greater good, so we have to cover up the bad, but it's not a greater good. And that's always evil, too, to say, oh, it's the end justifies the means. Man, that's how you spell Adolf Hitler. I mean, you know, once you start that, oh boy, they're just right down the freaking drain right there. So here's that report, and it's all coming up. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. It's a total act of revolution against the globalists to even do it. Please pray for us. By the time you're watching this, I'll be in D.C. Live coverage, Infowars.com. It's going to be totally insane. Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez, myself, we're all about to get on a big jet airplane. We ain't flying to Hollywood. We're flying to the swamp in Northern Virginia, where they hope to kick off the third revolution. We already had the revolution with Trump. We're already taking the world back with information. We don't want violence. We want peace. We want justice. And we want Jesus Christ.
In 1985, George Nader was charged with receiving child porn. The case was dismissed due to an invalid search warrant. And just a few years later, he was caught again. In 1991, he was convicted and given a six-month sentence on a felony charge for transporting child pornography. Despite the earlier charge and later conviction, George Nader worked closely for the U.S. government. He helped the George H.W. Bush administration free Americans who were being held hostage in Lebanon after the Iran-Contra affair. He unsuccessfully tried brokering an Israeli-Syrian peace agreement for the Clinton administration. And since then, he has continued to volunteer for U.S. politicians, acting as a middleman, connecting American interests to his many Middle Eastern contacts. In 2003, he was convicted in the Czech Republic for sexually abusing 10 boys, for which he only served 1 year in prison before being expelled from the country. None of this seemed to affect his professional reputation with the U.S. government. In May of 2016, George Nader, along with Andy Khawaja and six others, began funneling money from the UAE and Saudi Arabia into the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. Nader and his associates sent over $3.5 million to organizations supporting Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign for president. And after Clinton lost to Trump, they donated $1 million to the Trump inauguration. Court documents reveal that Nader was continually reporting to an unnamed foreign nation. George Nader was considered a key witness in the Mueller investigation, and while being questioned by the FBI on behalf of Special Counsel Robert Mueller in January of 2018, child pornography was incidentally found on one of his mobile phones. But it wasn't until June of 2019 when Nader was finally arrested. The charge was for possession and transportation of child pornography and images of bestiality. He was also charged with transporting a 14-year-old boy from Europe to his Washington home for sex. In January of 2020, Nader reached a plea deal with prosecutors and pleaded guilty to charges of possession of child pornography and transportation of a minor. Prosecutors recommend the minimum penalty of 10 years, and sentencing is scheduled for April of 2020. George Nader is not an anomaly. Let us not forget that in the past 20 years, more than $17 million of taxpayer money has been paid out in 260 settlements involving sexual assault committed by members of the U.S. Congress. Let us not forget Jeffrey Epstein, Bohemian Grove, and the Podesta emails. There are wolves among us, and whatever we decide to do about it, we'll get what we deserve. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Infowars, tomorrow's news, today.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is Savannah Hernandez for Action 7 News. I am on the streets of Austin today to talk about this breaking story from InfoWars.com. Top UN scientist admits vaccines killing people during Vaccine Safety Summit. Now, this is a global summit that happened last month in Geneva, Switzerland, where world leaders came forward to discuss vaccine safety and what vaccines really do within our bodies. Now, this is the chief scientist of the World Health Organization, and she even came forward and talked about how they can't talk to us about why vaccines are killing people. They can't give people a specific answer. Now, we know that the anti-vax movement is one that was really stifled. Big tech silences them, and they're even silenced in the 3D world when they question vaccines, when they question their safety. So we're on the streets today to talk to people about that, show them this breaking video, and ask them if they think that the government should be forcing people to have vaccines all over our country, regardless of religious exemption, because we know that is something that has been pushed. So I'm asking people today what their opinion on vaccines are, if they have any comments on them.
I mean, I was always vaccinated growing up. I'm Mexican, so my mom's super hardcore on, like, medication and stuff, so I was always vaccinated. I think it's kind of dumb when parents don't do it. You know, nowadays, those parents that, like, think that vaccines are bad, but I think it's putting your child at risk more.
Oh, do you think that flu shots and vaccines are a good thing? Do you think that there's something that every American should get?
Well, me, I ain't American. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I come from the tribe of Judah. Like, America is really another slave trade, like Africa and when we was in Africa, when Moses came and freed us. But me, I just stay healthy, mentally, physically, and spiritually, and healthy. I don't know. I just eat good and, you know, that's it. But flu shots, I really don't even care about that because I live my life off of nature.
Big fan of vaccines, would not be here without them. I have not gotten my flu shot, actually, so I don't know, maybe I'll get around to that, hopefully.
I don't like vaccines because of what I hear, really. I hear that they're not healthy for us, so that's one of my reasons why I don't do vaccines.
Vaxxer. I think those people are so ill-informed. And I think a lot of it, they were listening to some actress that was positive vaccines cause autism, and that's based on faulty research.
I don't believe that vaccines are safe for us. Honestly, any natural herb that the God put on this land is the most safest and the most natural thing for us.
I was reading this news article. It's a UN scientist. I actually have the video if you'd like to watch it. It's 50 seconds long, but she comes forward and says that there are deaths related to vaccines. There are long-term effects that haven't been researched just yet. Would you like to see the video?
I guess you could say I'm kind of not very educated on vaccines and what they do, so this is good.
Let's watch this.
Vaccines are very safe. If someone gets sick after vaccination, it is usually either a coincidence, an error in administering the vaccine, or very rarely a problem with the vaccine itself.
We really don't have very good safety monitoring systems in many countries, and this adds to the miscommunication and the misapprehensions because we're not able to give clear-cut answers when people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to a particular vaccine, and this always gets blown up in the media. One should be able to give a very factual account of what exactly has happened and what the cause of deaths are, but in most cases there's some obfuscation at that level.
She's confirming what I just said. You know, that are not healthy for us. And I really don't do vaccines. I really take the echinacea, whatever you call that herb, you know. But that's about the best I can say about the vaccines.
I just grew up thinking vaccines were the good thing. And obviously, I'm not going to base anything off of that. But that just, like, that now is leading me to do more research. And now that intrigues me a little bit more about, like, research related to research on deaths related to vaccines, where, you know, a lot of people just, that's what they have grown up knowing best, so.
She just said herself, oh, it's miscommunication that these vaccines aren't the best. We still have open-ended questions. So they let you know right now, she's just feeding you what she wants you to believe. It's not necessarily true, so I don't believe in vaccine. I'm all natural here, and I raised my niece on my own the same way, so that's all I have to say for that.
I be third out living. I be doing that, too. That's why I watch out what I eat, what I drink, you know what I'm saying? Because they putting a lot of stuff in the foods, too. That's why you see the chicken wings, they be big, and you see, like, young girls be too, like, oversized, and they look like they're grown women, but they young. That's because they be, like, plucking, the food. They be shooting it up with stuff. They been doing that. That's just the system, the government system.
Can I show you this video before you leave and get your response to it?
No. I mean, if it has anything to do with everybody should be allowed to reject vaccines, I'm not interested because I am more educated than that. I have seen what vaccinations can prevent. I was lucky enough that when my older sister and I and my brother all contracted polio, it happened before the shock. Vaccines came out in, I think, 1953, 1954. We were lucky enough that my sister had a very mild case. I had a more profound case that weakened my right side. And my brother was in an iron lung for 9 months because he couldn't breathe. There may be a tiny minority that have negative results from vaccines, but the vast majority of vaccines save people.
We oftentimes see vaccines in a very positive light. What about the times that scientists do come out? This is at a UN summit last month in Geneva, Switzerland. Yeah. What do you think about these types of comments in terms of vaccines?
Well, so I can't really say for sure because, like, I haven't done my research on vaccines or science as a whole. And I think it's really a matter of, like, are these people doing the same thing? So really I can't give you, like, a straightforward answer on, like, what I think. I mean, like, vaccines have worked for me. I mean, there's, you know, I can't cite anything for sure, but, like, I know there are vaccines that have worked. But as far as this, I don't know for sure.
So the government is trying to get rid of religious exemptions for vaccines. What do you think about that?
If you start exempting people, then you have this invisible community of people walking around that can spread diseases. And this is really serious.
Teachers basically trying to say that you have to vaccinate yourself. That's not necessarily true. Why would you vaccinate yourself if it's something, like I stated earlier, if it's not something that you wholeheartedly believe in and you don't know the research behind it? I can tell you that jumping over the moon is the safest thing to do, but if you haven't done your research on something, don't follow up with what I'm saying. And that's what I have to say.
That's only if it's going to benefit us. If it ain't, then, you know.
So the government says it's going to benefit us, but this scientist is saying that there's long-term health effects to vaccines, that there's some deaths related to vaccines.
Well, me, I'm not taking nothing. Like I told you, if it's not nature.
Do you think the government should force people to vaccinate themselves?
No, I don't.
How come?
Because, I mean, it's up to each his own, really, you know. But then, I don't know, some people have low immune systems, so I don't know how that thing works, you know.
I mean, I guess it's just a double-edged sword, you know, because a lot of times if you don't vaccinate yourself, you are more prone to whatever illness that you're trying to prevent. But there's also deaths related to vaccines, so I don't know, I guess. You just never really know unless you try it.
Well, folks, I would say today was a success. We got to show several people our video, and not only that, but someone who was vaccinated their whole lives is now interested in looking up and researching vaccine-related deaths on their own time. It's so important that we get this information out because we all know that the mainstream media only feeds us positive information about vaccines. But what about when World Health Organization scientists come forward and say there's long-term effects with vaccines, that there are deaths related to vaccines? We're not shown that in the mainstream media, so it's so important that we get this word out. So go to band.video to share this message, to share all the other exclusive reports about this. My name is Savannah Hernandez, and this is Action 7 News. Don't forget to go to band.video and share this report.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Vaccines are very safe. If someone gets sick after vaccination, it is usually either a coincidence, an error in administering the vaccine, or very rarely a problem with the vaccine itself.
Please listen to me carefully. Millions of people have already had their lives ruined, and many of them have died because of the information I'm about to lay out. And still millions more are facing that same fate. This information that I'm about to lay out that has just broken and is directly from the UN department running the operation admits that they are knowingly forcing vaccines worldwide when they are killing and maiming people en masse, when they are untested, unproven, and known to be dangerous, and that the majority of doctors know they're dangerous and are about to go public. What you're about to witness is the beginning of them going public. They know what they're saying here, and they're saying it because they know nothing can stop this information coming out now, and it's far worse than they even say. You're about to see the head scientist at the World Health Organization admit that vaccines are killing people and that there's a cover-up. Then we're going to show you the directors of all the major programs at the UN admitting that the front line of doctors is wobbly and they don't think they're safe because they see what's happening, that people are being hurt and that they've been covering it up, and that there's a global crisis in confidence in vaccines because they've done it. So they need to start testing and find out if they're safe. Safe, effective, tested, none of that's true. It's being done by design. So I'll tell you the rest of the story after we play these clips.
We really don't have very good safety monitoring systems in many countries, and this adds to the miscommunication and the misapprehensions because we're not able to give clear-cut answers, when people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to a particular vaccine, and this always gets blown up in the media, one should be able to give a very factual account of what exactly has happened and what the cause of deaths are. But in most cases, there's some obfuscation at that level.
The first accusation is it is the adjuvant. And yet, without adjuvants, we are not going to have the next generation of vaccines. And many of the vaccines that we do have, ranging from tetanus through to HPV, require adjuvants in order for them to work. I give courses every year on how do you develop vaccines, how do you make vaccines. And the first lesson is, while you're making your vaccine, if you can avoid using an adjuvant, please do so.
It seems to me they multiply the reactogenicity in many instances. And therefore, it seems to me that it is not unexpected if they multiply the incidence of adverse reactions that are associated with the antigen, but may not have been detected through lack of statistical power in the original study.
The major health concern which we are seeing are accusations of long-term effects.
And again, as you mentioned, pre-licensure clinical trials may not be powered enough. It's also the subject population that you administer the adjuvant to, because we've seen data presented to us where an adjuvant, a particular adjuvant added to a vaccine antigen, did really nothing when administered to a certain population, and it's usually the elderly, you know, compared to administering the same formulation to younger age strata. So these are things which need to be considered as well, and further complicate safety and effectiveness evaluation of adjuvants combined with vaccine antigens.
Where at 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 14 weeks, a child is being given different antigens from different companies, and these vaccines have different adjuvants, different preservatives, and so on. Something crosses my mind. Is there a possibility of these adjuvants, preservatives, cross-reacting amongst themselves? Have there ever been a study on the possibility of cross-reactions from the panel members that you can share the experience with us?
We have a very wobbly health professional front line that is starting to question vaccines and the safety of vaccines. When the frontline professionals are starting to question, or they don't feel like they have enough confidence about the safety to stand up to it to the person asking them the questions. I mean, most medical school curriculums, even nursing curriculums, I mean, in medical school, you're lucky if you have a half day on vaccines.
What you just saw is only a small sampling of the historic meeting where the UN convened an emergency summit in Switzerland with their top scientists to try to figure out what's happening and how to respond to the public's awakening to what's happening. And then, of course, Big Pharma, with its horrible history of corruption, is given liability protection for the damage caused by the vaccines. And they go on the news and tell us, vaccines never hurt anybody. It's a conspiracy theory. Arrest everybody that criticizes it. Take their children away from them. I've had hundreds of scientists on, medical doctors, you name it, exposing all of this over the years. So we're not learning anything new here, but it's the UN admitting that there's a loss of confidence globally by the medical community and that there's been a cover-up and they don't know what to do. They say they haven't studied, but they have. Big Pharma uses the UN and other governments as the enforcers of this, but as you heard the UN say, they've never done a study. And they don't have a study on the effects of adjuvants, but they clearly see what they're doing. And top scientists say you shouldn't even use adjuvants. We know they're causing autoimmune responses. We know they're causing autoimmune diseases. He uses fancy terms for allergic responses and autoimmune disease, but that's what he's saying, but not in words that you know or that I know in general that will scare us. So they're up there talking in code because they're there trying to cover their ass. But those that are really guilty are Big Pharma, because the adjuvants are only one part of this. When you have a live anthrax vaccine, and they say, well, it's genetically engineered to be not as harmful, and then it kills a bunch of people that are administered it. That's what happened. Or you have the new approved Ebola vaccine. That's live Ebola, but it's been genetically engineered, they say, to not harm you. Should we go over all the problems there or what Trojan horses have been loaded in on purpose or by accident? It just goes on and on from there. So vaccines, we think of just learning immunity to something. That's a real technology. It has risk, but it's done a lot of amazing things. We're talking about all these other sciences rolled in to vaccines, genetic engineering, you name it, being put into us via these vaccines that Big Pharma is testing us like guinea pigs with, and we see the response. Massive deaths, massive neurological problems, incredible levels of cancer increases, and the inserts admit that. But there is a sickening silver lining to this giant black cloud of evil. And that's that the damage and the death and the carnage is so huge from vaccines and vaccine-related technologies that they can't cover it up anymore, and people are pissed, and they know what's going on, and the dam is breaking. Dr. Wakefield did those studies more than 20 years ago, proving that antibodies from the MMR shot were in the intestines of these autistic children. Since then, a whole bunch of other studies have been done confirming his research, but the media targeted him and said that he was a fraud when he was never proven to be a fraud, and those that made up the fraud have since been exposed. But that's what they do to trailblazers that try to warn the people. The big takeaway here is, back in the mid-80s, the United States passed a multi-billion dollar act to put billions of dollars a year into a secret fund to pay people who are damaged by vaccines. But they believe that only about 1% of those damaged even know about the fund and ever get to the fund through the reporting agency and then jump through the hoops to get the aid they need. Think about that. They set up giant vaccine damage funds that operate in secret, but they tell you they're safe and effective and that it's a conspiracy that anybody ever got hurt. And the very same UN head scientist puts out a video last year saying vaccines are totally safe and effective, never hurt anybody. But then she's in a meeting with her colleagues admitting they've covered everything up. This is scandal beyond scandal. This is all of our lives we're talking about. And only you can make sure the story gets out and is forced to break worldwide and really bring down this giant hoax that is medical tyranny. Through Big Pharma being given total liability protection to operate however they want and do whatever they want, a recipe for absolute medical Armageddon.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60 plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, You can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it, word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Future historians will look back and try to come up with a name for this epoch in which we live, this era. And I think the name may be the era of treason. We now live in a time when every major institution that runs our culture, runs our news, that runs our technology infrastructure, that runs our government, every institution is engaged in treason. And by that, I mean a deliberate attempt to overrule and overthrow the will of the people, even in a society where government is supposed to be an extension of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's the people, the body politic, from which all government power is supposed to spring. And yet today, we are now living as subjects, ruled over by these institutions engaged in treason. It's big tech with the politically motivated censorship, shutting off all the channels and all the voices that love America, that want to defend due process and the Constitution and even our duly elected president. It's the treason in the media that is complicit in covering up the heinous crimes of Jeffrey Epstein involving the Clintons, the pedophilia rings, the child rape and sex trafficking. The news is admittedly covered up by ABC News anchor Amy Robach and others. CNN is not just fake news, CNN is treason. The New York Times, the Washington Post fabricating fake anonymous sources to try to smear President Trump with a false narrative of Russia collusion or Ukraine collusion or anything they want to nitpick. It is treason. And it's not just the media and it's not just big tech. It's, well, the government itself. The deep state, the embedded bureaucrats in the regulators, in the administration, the bureaucracy itself has become engaged in treason, fighting just for their survival at the expense of liberty and freedom and truth and justice. Now we see the bureaucracy focuses entirely on just protecting itself, even if it means violating the laws, the rules, the spirit of the law, violating the will of the people, violating the Constitution, whatever it takes, they are now willing to do it. The very people that have been put into power are now abusing that power and destroying our nation from within. And when there's an uprising, as happened at the ballot box in 2016 with the election of Donald Trump, the uprising is attacked. The people are called deplorables. And your choice of a president is viciously smeared daily, even hourly, with a coordinated narrative rollout from Adam Schiff with his fake transcripts and selectively edited words from secret testimony held in underground bunkers with zero transparency and zero due process. It's all a coordinated smear campaign to destroy the president that the people elected to the highest office in our nation. So we now live in a system where we, the people, have a gun to our heads, figuratively speaking, by the government, to take our money so that they can continue to fund their treason against us, we, the people, and the nation that we built. And they now, through their actions, openly admit that they do not believe voters should ever be allowed to decide who gets to run America. That is offensive to them, that the people have a voice at all. And if they have any say in these matters, they are going to do everything within their power to nullify the voice of the people, to crush independent thinking and independent voices, voices of dissent, which are the most important voices for establishing and protecting liberty. Those voices will be ostracized to make sure that no one listens to the most important voices of our time, the voices that reflect the very ethics and morality of the founding fathers of this nation. That's who gets censored. by Google. And the tech giants have become so arrogant that they've decided they not only no longer want your input, they don't want your voice, they despise it. And they're going to do everything in their power to veto your voice, to silence your ideas, and to make sure that you never have a say again in any election. If they have their way, the elitists, they will make sure that every future president is appointed by the deep state to cover up all of their crimes, to cover up their shortcomings, to cover up their conspiracies, to make sure that the deep state gets to choose who runs the country. That is the age of treason under which we are suffering.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Joining us now is a gentleman involved with a historical story that's hard to believe but was fought out in the controlled newspapers back in the 1980s. During 16 years in office, former state Senator John DeCamp was cited, even by his enemies, at the World Herald as one of the most effective legislators in Nebraska history. A highly decorated Vietnam veteran, in 1975, he initiated Operation Baby Lift, which evacuated 2,800 orphaned Vietnamese children. He practices law in Lincoln, Nebraska, is married, and is the father of four children. And it talks about the shutdown of Omaha, Nebraska's Franklin Community Federal Credit Union, raided by federal agencies in November 88, sent shockwaves all the way to Washington, D.C., and the $40 million was missing. Then they found out Satanism, child abuse, mind control, and it dovetails with Bohemian Grove. Senator DeCamp, thank you for joining us today. You'll also be on the nighttime show Wednesday from 9 to midnight. Can you break it down for folks, this wild story that's so documented and so shocking?
Break it down, yeah. I'll try to touch on some of the important things and let you just ask your questions. I did kind of answer what you were saying just before we hooked up here. You were talking about the Second Amendment and some of the things there. I'm working on maybe we'll get into it later in the show, what may or may not be kind of a nationally and internationally significant case involving students killed at Columbine, some of those there, in terms of filing a really no new approach on the action. You know, there were more guns by far back when I was a kid. We used to all go to school with a rifle in the back of our pickup, and nobody was shooting anybody. So there's got to be another factor. And
it's called mind control. We've proven that at Columbine.
Well, I've got an interesting approach on that, and I'll talk to you about that maybe later if we have time. But you're talking about Franklin, the Franklin Credit Union. On Election Day 1988, it was closed down. It was little minority credit union in North Omaha that served the minority community. It was run by a man named Larry King. Larry King, not the one on TV and radio today, but a black man named Larry King. Larry was, he was a big guy, about 300, maybe 350 pounds, but he was big. And he was one other thing. He was officially listed in the front pages of the New York Times, Washington Post, all those things, as the fastest rising black star in the Republican Party. In fact, you're in Houston. I was at the Dallas Republican National Convention in 1984, I believe it was. I was number one vote-getter, Republican pledge to whoever we had at that time, Bunny Reagan or somebody anyway. And then I was at the 1988 convention. Once again, I was number one vote-getter, pledge to, I think it was George Bush at that time. But anyway, at both of those conventions, Larry King, the black man I'm talking about, was the man who opened the conventions, believe it or not. He opened by singing the national anthem. You know how they have somebody sing? He was the one selected to sing it. Good singer. Anyway, Larry, on Election Day, his credit union in Omaha, Nebraska, was raided.
Senator, continuing, break it down, what you discovered, what happened, this Larry King fellow, this fast-growing, rising black star in the Republican Party, and what exactly developed and what you found out from there.
Well, so comes Election Day, they raid the credit union. Stories start filtering out, you know, like always happens in one of these deals where there's a secret set of books and blah, blah, blah. But that wasn't the problem. Hell, every other credit union was... SNL back then in the late 80s was having trouble, remember? And we ended up spending billions for one in Arizona and Denver and all over. What next happened was strange stories started filtering out onto the street from young kids. They were that, well, yeah, they knew Larry King. They rode on Larry's private jet to Washington and had this great party, and they were at these parties.
No wonder he was so popular.
Yeah, anyway, and then the stories turned a little more sinister, and they were that these kids were there to provide sex for important businessmen or politicians. And I'm not talking about mature kids. I'm talking about from anywhere from 7 or 8 or 9 up to about 12, 13, 14, young boys, particularly some young girls. But
well, Barney Frank's been caught with 13 and 14-year-old boys.
Well, these kids identified Barney as one of the people at the parties, by the way, and he's mentioned in my book, among others. But anyway.
And that was before, your book came out before he got caught a few years ago.
When did he get caught?
About 5 years ago.
Yeah, well, my book came out and named him way back then. The book first came out, the first edition was 1991. There's been a completely... revised edition twice. Second, they're all part of the book. It's almost a double book because you have the first book that was printed and then the second one, which I call kind of the mini miracles, the events that have occurred since then that prove one after another the things in the first book. I can give you some examples, but just to get quickly...
Well, that's the book I read, your part two. Go ahead.
Okay, anyway, so stories come out that these kids are doing these things, and I was fairly prominent at that time. So I am kind of controversial more than a little, but I was one of the first ones that came out and stated that this all had to be nonsense, that these had to be fantasy stories, that somebody was making them up, that you couldn't believe that somebody like so-and-so or so-and-so was out having sex with kids and blah, blah, blah. And I said, I just don't believe it. And if I really believed it, I'd be the first one to try to do something about it. Well,
and you were quoted in the paper saying that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I was one of the... once I said, you know, this is nonsense. So I got a letter from a kid, and he locked up in an Omaha jail, and he said, look, I know you don't believe any of this, but if you just come talk to me, at least let me show you some things, I'd sure like to do it. Well, I thought, what the heck? So I went over there to the jail, and there was a kid named Paul Benassi locked up in jail there. His terrible crime, he was 17 or 18 at the time, had been that he had touched his cousin on the outside of his pants, supposedly. And I thought, well, that's a little strange to be locked up in jail and go on because of that. But I listened to his story, and he started providing me details of specific times and places and events. And then he did
to stop you, Senator. Didn't he mention, need to put this in the first edition, but in later editions, a bizarre place in Northern California, big redwoods and a large stone owl?
Oh, Bohemian Grove, he not only mentioned, but he's been there, and they've participated in all kinds of unbelievable, obscene, horrid things there. Yes.
What did he say without getting too lurid developed there, I mean, when he told you that story?
Well, I know this is going to sound unbelievable, so I didn't even want to touch on it, but one of the claims was he'd actually participated or been forced to kind of participate in an incident where three young boys, including himself, were forced to have sex and then in front of a group of people, and then one of the boys was actually literally killed there.
And how was he killed?
In this particular case, I believe, I recall... I don't think I even have this in the book. I'm giving you this. Maybe it is in the book. I can't remember everything. But this particular case, after he was forced to do various things, I think they simply went up and held a gun to his head or something.
And he described a large stone owl.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yep.
Sir, did you know that I snuck in there with maps and hidden sources with the help of the national British media and that they have all the footage of it?
No, I did not know that. I do know that... he's described it in some detail. He was there more than once. He was taken there, and some of the people there whose names, if I mentioned some of them, you'd instantly recognize. Some of our most prominent people in this country were a strange event there. But it's a fairly, you probably know that if you were there, it's a fairly well-known very well guarded, very private, secret place, with access only by those who are permitted to go there.
It's a 2,700-acre redwood grove in a gorge with one entrance, the big cliffs on each side, backed up on the Russian River with the cliffs up high above it. And they have surveillance cameras everywhere, Secret Service, Sheriff's Department. They had murder investigations with dead children they found in 83. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Department did an investigation and didn't find anything. Of course, they were running security when I was there. And I snuck right through their first two checkpoints, got on one of the buses, and got brought into the third main checkpoint. Was there for 4 hours. It goes on for 14 days. I saw priest in red and black robes, worshiping Moloch of the Old Testament.
Yep, that's exactly what the boy describes.
They brought in a bound human sacrifice and burned it on the altar, telling the crowd it was an effigy. And I have been into the equivalent of Eyes Wide Shut, sir, and I have video of it.
Good. And the boy provided me all this information wasn't crazy, huh? He may have been crazy, but the information was accurate. Yes, that's just how he describes it. He was there.
So Paul Bonacci, now grown up, this is in the early 90s or late 80s, he's telling you these stories. What was compelling about it? I mean, you've been in the paper saying this stuff wasn't real, and then you go investigate what happened. I'll shut up.
Here was the trick. First of all, the psychiatrist. They had brought in a psychiatrist to check him out because they needed to say he was crazy. They needed to say he was crazy because of the stories he was telling that involved specific names, specific places, so on and so forth. The psychiatrist who examined him came up with the conclusion he's multiple personality, but the one characteristic about multiple personalities is that they generally are telling the truth because all they have to do is switch personalities. They don't have to lie. They simply move
attention
to another personality.
GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2 and the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Scientific data, take over, blast control, world government, shut down infrastructure, ship everything to China. Just look at this person.
History is happening now. The political planets have aligned. There hasn't been anything in our country's history since the start back in 1776. You can feel it. You can see it. And InfoWars is on the ground covering it. This is incredible. This is reality.
We are witnessing a unicorn, leprechaun, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny event. We have the president on trial next week in D.C. while Soros and the deep state, Chi-Com funded, this is mainstream news, are trying to foment gun confiscation and riots and civil war to then remove the president. Everybody, mainline news knows this. So it's not going the way they thought it would go. But we're going to be there. We've got our full crews there. We're going to be in D.C. We're going to be just south of there in Northern Virginia. We're going to be covering it all. This is the real fight for America. This is asymmetrical warfare by the deep state against our country. And so that's what we're doing here is literally involved in the second American Revolution worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to 1984 is 1776, and we're doing it. We need all eyes and ears on the ground in Virginia and in D.C. and in the halls of Congress. You know, we the people. Go in there. Witness what's happening. Just have your cameras rolling. You never know what you'll catch when the left has staged some Jesse Smollett type deal. We're counting on you. I know you're going to come through. I want to thank the listeners and viewers of Seven of the Plate. We need to pray for our whole crew up here, Owen, myself, the whole Savannah, you name it. I need you to financially support us and buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund all this. And then spread the links. That's how you do it. So thank you all. You're going to get incredible reports at band.video, InfoWars.com. This is the Battle for the Republic, 1776, worldwide.
There's so many things to do, Alex. We will do such a good job. There's so many fronts. A number. We'll win on trade. We're going to strengthen our military. We're going to take care of our vets. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to do so many things. There's so many things that can be done.
Donald Trump is our guest. Donald, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be with you.
I've got so many questions, but you are vindicated. This has got to be the 50th time the last 6 months on the radical Muslims celebrating, not just in New Jersey, but New York, Palestine, all over. What do you have to say? They're still attacking you, though we've got Dan Rather on video. We've got New York Post. We've got Washington Post. What's going on here?
Well, I took a lot of heat, and I was very strong on it, and I held my line. And then all of a sudden, you know, hundreds of people were calling up my office. I was the other day in Sarasota, Florida, and people are in line, and we had 12,000 people, which is fantastic. And the people were saying, many of the people from New Jersey, four or five people said, Mr. Trump, I saw it myself. I was there. They talked about Patterson. But they said, I saw it myself, Mr. Trump. I was there. So I knew it happened, and I held my line, and people wanted me to apologize, and we can't do that. People like you and I can't do that so easily. Now, we can do it if we're wrong, Alex. You apologize. I'd apologize if I was wrong. But they were celebrating, and they were celebrating the fall of the World Trade Center. I think that's disgraceful.
It is. And that same week you were reporting on that fact, we had two different international football games, soccer games, with the Turkish fans and others during the moment of silence for the dead people in Paris chanting Allah Akbar and booing. So did that not happen too?
Well, that happened and everybody saw it. That was a week ago and the players were out on the field and they couldn't believe it. They were embarrassed. They didn't know what to do. The coach and the managers, they all apologized, but it happened. Look, we have to deal with reality. And you know, it all started because I said, we need surveillance. We need proper surveillance. We have people that truly are evil. And they're coming from someplace, and you know sort of where they're coming from, at least the vicinity. And I said, we need proper surveillance because we're not going to have a country anymore. Between the weak borders that we have, the pathetic and weak borders where politicians are afraid to do anything about it. And our number one problem is what's going on, where they want to blow up our cities and they want to blow up our country. That's our number one problem.
It's now in mainstream news, Associated Press and others are reporting that it's a secret deal with Turkey, with the Germans, with Merkel, the admitted socialist, to bring in millions of radical Islamists. They admit almost all of them are Sunni. They basically invaded Syria. They're getting their butt kicked by the Russians. So now they want to flee up to the north into Turkey. You said months ago, bomb the oil of ISIS, and the mainstream media laughed because you said the sky was blue again. Now the Pentagon says that's the right thing to do. And now you've come out saying, quote, it looks like that Turkey's on the side of ISIS, close quote. Well, that the next day the Russians released satellite photos documenting that there are literally thousands of trucks coming up to the border at these huge terminals connected to Irgun, the president's son, making billions of dollars total off of this. Again, you're in trouble for saying the sky is blue.
Well, I was right about that. I was right in saying in a book that I wrote, you covered it really nicely. I appreciate it. But I wrote a very political book years ago in the year 2000, The America We Deserve. And I said in that book that we better be careful with this guy named Osama bin Laden. I mean, I really study this stuff. I really find it very interesting. And I wrote in the book 2000, 2 years before the World Trade Center came down, I talked about Osama bin Laden. You better take him out. I said, he's going to crawl under a rock. You better take him out. And now people are seeing that. They're saying, you know, Trump predicted Osama bin Laden, which actually is true. And then 2 years later, a year and a half later, he knocked down the World Trade Center with the oil. And I'm glad you brought it up. But as you know, for 3 years, I've been saying you better take out the oil, because if you don't take the oil, it's going to be a problem. So we shouldn't have been in Iraq. But once we got there, the way we came out was horrible. And I said, take the oil. Then we didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. And as you know, Iran is getting the oil because Iran is going to take over all of Iraq. You know, we made one of the worst deals in the history of our world when we gave them $150 billion and virtually we gave them keys to nuclear weapons.
The more I research what you've actually said and done, it's amazing. You were the only leading American figure who openly said, do not go to war in Iraq. They had almost, 90% votes in Congress for it, bipartisan. You said, don't do it. Iran will take over. Look, you can say that today, and everybody can say that, but you said that in 2001, 2002, 2003, when it was very unpopular because you've done your research and had good advisors. How did you know that when almost no one else did?
I have to tell you, you have to know if you're going to go to war, you have to do it properly, and you have to know what to do. I viewed it as this. Iran and Iraq were the same in terms of strength, and they'd constantly fighting. That's all they do is they fight, right? They go to war all the time, and they'd move 10 feet left, 10 feet right, 10 feet left, then they'd rest, and then they'd start it again 4 years later. This has been gone on for forever. And this is the way it is. I said, if you take out Iran or if you take out Iraq, either one, you're going to destabilize the Middle East. Well, we took out Iraq, and by the way, Iraq has the second largest oil reserves in the world. People don't even know that. And I said, and you'll know this, and you know this, and I appreciate what you just said, then Iran is going to come in, and Iran is going to take over Iraq. And they're just taking it over right now. As we speak, they're taking it over. Iran is running Iraq, and very soon will be virtually going to be totally running Iraq. So I said, keep the oil. And I said, if you're going to leave, you shouldn't have gone in, but they shouldn't have. They should have left soldiers behind, like 20,000 or a certain number of soldiers.
It's 2 a.m. Fear is gone. Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
It's either happened to every person listening, or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prove up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family and for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's 4 to 5 of colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above-sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If you're going to leave, take the oil. And I've said it. Then they left. They didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. Iran is getting the oil. Everybody's getting everything but us. So we lost thousands of soldiers. We spent $2 trillion in Iraq. We have wounded warriors who I love all over the place. And what do we get out of it, Alex? We had nothing. We had nothing.
So, no, the French and the Germans are getting the oil and the Iranians are getting the oil.
And you know who the number one customer for the oil is? Guess what? China.
That's right.
How smart is China? They outsmart us on every level militarily. They outsmart us on trade.
You're a top business guy, you know, on your own from nothing. How did China get 97% of rare earth
minerals in the world. How is the United States or nobody else even trying to get rare earth minerals when it's what goes into smartphones, the computers, trillions is made a year? How did we just give them the global market in that? That's crazy.
Well, what a lot of people don't know, Afghanistan. Now, Afghanistan's a place we can go in because, you know, you have Pakistan and you have nuclear weapons and a lot of things going on there. But we go into Afghanistan, we're fighting, you know, tremendous mountains and ridges. We're fighting on one side. And you know who's got their excavators on the other side?
China,
taking out all the minerals. You know, Afghanistan, nobody knew this. Afghanistan is rich with minerals, not oil, but minerals.
Lithium, everything.
And China's taking out all the minerals. And here we are fighting. We have trillions, we have like $1 trillion in Afghanistan, and we get nothing out of it. And we're going to end up leaving and keeping a couple of thousand soldiers there and this and that. We get nothing. China is taking out the minerals. They're the buyers, the big buyers at very, very low prices of, as you know, of the oil in Iraq and probably in Syria. But China is a big buyer of the oil. But one thing with the oil, it's sort of, because you've covered it. For 3 years, I've been saying hit the oil because ISIS is getting strong and they're no JV, as the president said, and they're certainly not contained. But I said hit the oil and hit them hard. And they laughed at me and they would put generals on television saying, no, that strategy wouldn't work. Well, after Paris, they started hitting the oil and it does work. The problem is we've given them a 2 year edge. They have billions of dollars.
The Russians started hitting the oil for 1 month and ISIS is already rolling over. So Putin is following your strategy. You know Vladimir Putin well.
We should have done it 2 years ago, Alex. That's the only problem.
Donald Trump joins us live. Can you speak to, as president, what your relationship would be with foreign leaders and what you know about Vladimir Putin? Because all I know is, why are we starting a fight with Russia when they're not doing anything to us?
I think I get along great with people. I mean, I will probably get along well with him. And if I don't, somebody else will. And who knows? You know, he's a difficult cookie. He's tough and he's smart. I think I'd get along very well with him. I think it'd do fine. Look, here's the thing. We lose with every country, and yet we don't get along with any countries. China is killing us. Everybody's killing us. China's just beating us to a pulp and trade. Japan, Mexico is killing us, and yet we don't get along with anybody. With me, they're not going to get so rich. Believe me, they're not going to get so rich at all. We're going to take back our jobs. We're going to take back our manufacturing. We take back our base, but they'll like us more than they do now. Sort of amazing.
You definitely have shown your knowledge of geopolitical systems. Hillary and others have been demonizing you for saying radical Muslims celebrated on 9/11, but she got caught a few years ago claiming that she got shot at in Bosnia, in the air, on the ground. They have video of it all. None of it happened. She admits she lied. If you did that, you'd be done. But you wouldn't do something like that. You don't steal glory from our veterans. But they demonize you for made-up scandals every day, trying to see what'll stick. And then you got Hillary involved in Benghazi. You've got them involved in everything. And people love you for tough talk. Is it not time for impeachment hearings against Obama? I mean, what do we do politically to really try to prosecute Hillary Clinton?
Well, you remember this. The best thing that we have going with Obama is he's got a year left, okay? Because, you know, by the time you do the hearings and everything,
So don't make him a martyr.
In a way, you'll make him a martyr. But I don't even say that. You know, one of the things that I'm the most disappointed in Republicans, because they go to Washington, they're going to do all this stuff. They're going to impeach Obama. They're going to end Obamacare, which has to be ended. It's a disaster. I don't know if you've seen the premiums. They're going up.
It's killing everything.
55%. It's going to implode anyway. In 2017, Obamacare blows up. It's over. I mean, it's over, and everybody knows it. And they're doing big stories. Even the ones that were for it are saying, uh-oh, this isn't working. Well, the premiums are a disaster. And if you look at anything having to do with Obamacare right now, it's over. But the problem with the Republicans is they'll try and fix it. They'll try, instead of get rid of it, and we can come up with a phenomenal plan that's much better for the people. The people are getting killed with that. So there's so many things to do, Alex. We will do such a good job. There's so many fronts. A number, we'll win on trade. We're going to strengthen our military. We're going to take care of our vets. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to do so many things. There's so many things that can be done, but we have to use our good people. You know, everybody running against me in terms of even the Republican side and Hillary, certainly, they're all controlled by their donors and their special interests and the lobbyists. Right? I'm putting up my own money. I'm funding my own campaign. Nobody's going to control me. I'm going to do what's right for you and for the American people.
Listen, I get it. I mean, you are a true maverick. I understand. You've made tens of billions of dollars. You've hired tens of thousands of people. I mean, I would imagine that as you've gotten older, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you talked about wanting to serve America decades ago, really all it comes down to is wanting to have a free country for your children and grandchildren. And that's where I want to come to this point next, Because I know you're smart, sir, and I know that you also, though, you don't dumb your message down, but you keep it at a mid-level so the general public and the establishment as well can get it. But let's get down to brass tacks. I routinely talk to the top generals, special forces, Pentagon currently, out of the Pentagon, CIA, as I know you do, and we'll just leave it at that. There are a lot of people in this government and also retired who don't want to destroy the country. They really know that we've reached the crossroads where the country's done as a third world nation within a few more years. Forget Donald Trump in 4 years. If this happens, we're done. I mean, we're talking about resurrecting the dead here. We could turn it around right now, as you've said properly. You're dead on, sir. You're right. We could turn it around. All the actuaries, all the numbers show it. But it's got to happen in the next few years or we're done.
There
are globalists that want to have a world government, a system run by select crony capitalists using socialism at the grassroots to make people dependent. And I've talked to not just high-level folks that have been in government that are on your team, but separately high-level people in government currently that say there's an internal war going on and that you're a manifestation of that. I know now from top people that you actually are for real and you understand you're in danger and you understand what you're doing is epic. It's George Washington level, and you understand that office. You speak about the war for the soul of this country that's happening right now and really tell people what's happening and commit to people that you won't Ross Perot under death threats and step down when you're in the lead 2 months from the election.
Okay, so let me just tell you, Alex, as you know, I'm leading in every poll nationally, in every poll state. I'm leading in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, the SEC, Texas. I'm leading in Texas, which I love. I love Texas. You know, we were there. Mark Cuban called up. He said, do you want to use the arena? I used it. We filled it up in 3 or 4 days, 20,000 people. In Mobile, Alabama, we had 35,000 people. We had 20,000 in Oklahoma. I'm so into this. And I'm not into it. You know, I could do other things that I would enjoy doing, to be honest with you.
No, you're doing a dangerous mission. We understand that.
It's not an easy thing. But the key is make America great again. We can make America great again. But if you have to suffer through 4 more or 8 more years of what's gone on in the past and you know, what's going, it's just, we're being eaten away. It's just it's eating away at our country. And we can make, in my opinion, we can make America greater than ever before. But we have to get going. It has to happen. We have to get going. And, you know, when you look at the vision, I said Iraq, you agreed with me on Iraq. I said hit the oil. I said a lot of things that turned out to be true, 100% true. And I'm giving credit. I'm giving credit by some people. Some people refuse to acknowledge it. You know, they refuse to say.
No, you've been absolutely on target. So what I'm asking is, though, can you speak to the crossroads we're at right now, though? Because you've talked about it. Are we at a crossroads to decide whether this country's done or whether we go to the next level?
Well, I think that if we don't get it right this time, I think this is going to be the most important election our country's ever had. I mean, you'd have to say George Washington was right there. You know, the couple of pretty important elections, right? But this is certainly in the modern era, this is the most important election our country's ever had. If we don't get it right, if we put another one of these people in, like Hillary, I mean, she's so corrupt. She is so corrupt, and she shouldn't even be allowed to run. And frankly, her greatest legacy, she was a horrible Secretary of State. If she runs, I think her greatest legacy will be that she got out of the email scandal. That's what I think. It'll be one of the greatest jobs I've ever seen of getting out of a scandal, because General Petraeus and many others, I mean, their lives have been destroyed for doing 5% of what she did.
That's right.
So she shouldn't be allowed to run. But, you know, the recent Fox poll that just came down 2 days ago has me beating her head to head, which is very interesting and very good, and beating her soundly head to head. But we have to get it right. Our country can be absolutely, we can turn it around. But I would agree with you, if we don't get it right this time, I'm not sure if you go another 4 or 8 years with the insanity and the stupidity of these leaders, I'm not sure you're going to be able to turn it around anymore. I think it could be over.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them.
But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I understand that you really do want to save this country where your children and grandchildren live, but let's expand on this. There are certain pundits out there saying you played golf with Bill Clinton, and so you had to do business in New York, so you said nice things about Hillary. I get keeping your enemies closer when you're not, you know, in politics. I get it. I understand. I think that's what you did. But promise us that you're not going to drop out at the key moment, keeping all the other Republicans out of view, and then Hillary races to the head, or Jeb Bush does, because as you know, folks are claiming you're a Clinton operative.
You know, I've never heard that. I heard it actually a few months ago, but I've hit her harder than anybody times 10. If you look at this.
You have.
I was a businessman. Yet I've only been a politician for 5 months. I hate to use the term because, you know,
You're a statesman.
But I've just been doing this for a very short period of time. I was establishment. You know, I was like a guy like you would say Trump is total establishment. And I was a big donor to a lot of different Republicans. But over the years, I've given to Democrats. I've given to Republicans. I've given to everybody because I had an obligation. I was a businessman. One of the magazines recently called me a world-class businessman. The truth is I did. I built an unbelievable company, a tremendous assets, tremendous, not only that, iconic assets, very little debt, tremendous cash flow. It's a great company. And by the way, people now see how good when I did the filing. Everyone said, oh, he'll never file. It's almost 100 pages long, and it's an unbelievable company. So I built it, which, by the way, the reason I say that, that's the kind of thinking our country needs. But I got along great with Clinton. I got along great with Harry Reid. I got along great with everybody because when I needed them, I didn't want to have argument. I didn't want to have somebody say, well, Clinton doesn't want it to happen.
Sure, you're not a loser. You don't get in mindless fights. You move forward with your agenda. But now you see America in trouble, and you're, hey, that's all sidelined now. Donald Trump's not working for Donald Trump. He wants to work for America.
Yeah, as a businessman, you couldn't have even functioned if you don't get along with
people. No, I know.
For example, in New York City, it's 95% Democrat. I mean, if I didn't get along with the Democrats, I wouldn't have one
building. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, you did want the vice president, you know, position that's come out decades ago behind the scenes. I mean, I know you're a Republican. What about libertarianism? What's your view of libertarianism? And then I want to ask you, who's your favorite president and who do you think your running mate might be? Folks think it's Ted Cruz.
Well, I think that libertarianism is sort of interesting. There are certain things that I really like about it. But, you know, keeping government out as much as possible. We need government for protection. We have to protect. When you look at these maniacs in the Middle East that want to destroy us. And, you know, the problem we have today, Alex, is the weaponry. If this were 100 years ago, I'd say forget about them. Let them keep fighting. They've been fighting all their lives. Let them keep fighting each other. Who cares? But the weaponry is so powerful and they hate us so much that we have to now protect. So that's a big part of government. So there's a certain common sense to certain elements. And I do very well with the libertarians, frankly, you know, because they sort of get it and they get me. But we need bigger strength than I think the libertarians really want. And we need it. And we have to have it. We have to have it. If we don't have it, we're not going to have a country. If we don't have borders, we're not going to have a country. As far as running mates, it's too soon to say. I actually respect a couple of people that are on the stage. Some of them I have absolutely no respect for. I think they're not very good at all at what they do. You look at what's going on. But I have respect for a number of people that are on the stage with me. I have respect for a lot of people that are throughout this country, political people. I'll pick somebody I think that can really be a great vice president. Ultimately has to be a great president because that's, 90% of that function is, if something bad happens, they got to be a good president. You have to view it from that standpoint. And my favorite president in the more or less modern era would be Ronald Reagan. I've always liked him.
Mine too. I helped him.
And by the way, he was a Democrat. A lot of people don't know.
He was.
Somewhat of a liberal Democrat, Alex, as you know. And he became a somewhat conservative. I wouldn't say the most conservative, but a somewhat conservative Republican.
But he wanted to make America great.
And he really did. He had actually, let's make America great. That was his, and mine is, make America great again. So there's a little bit of a difference. But
my son, finally sold me on being a bigger supporter of yours. I mean, I liked you, love Americana, you're pure Americana, but I'm still, was research. But my 13-year-old son's really smart, does a lot of research. He watches all the debates, and he just really loves you. He is on cloud nine that you're here, Rex Jones, and it was his question, which president was your favorite? But all time, who's your favorite?
Well, all time, I'd say Ronald Reagan, shorter term, I would say, well, you look at Lincoln and you look at Washington, you have to go with, they're the classics, right, Alex? You think in terms of the great classics, you have to go with the Lincolns and the Washingtons.
I agree. As a man's man, George Washington was a badass.
Yeah, that's what they say. They say he never told a lie. Let's hope that's true, okay? But George Washington was pretty good. But we had some great presidents, and we had some good presidents on the other side, too, in all fairness. But we will hopefully be right at the top of that list. We're going to make the country so strong, and we're going to make it financially secure. We can't owe $21 trillion because it's going to be that.
Well, that's my final question. What type of an elite wants a Cloward and Piven bankrupt the country so socialists can run in and we all get handouts? What type of an elite is that? I mean, you've been around these people. Are they mentally ill, Donald Trump?
Well, we have to make our country rich again. The other day I said to a woman, she came up to Mr. Trump, at a big rally where we had 14,000 people. And at the end, she just sees me and I'm signing autographs and stuff. And she said, Mr. Trump, I'm voting for you 100%. But are you, this whole concept of making it rich, it sounds so crass. I said, you know what? It might sound crass, but if we don't make our nation rich again, if we don't take back our jobs from all these other countries that are ripping us, and if we don't take back our money, and if we don't, balance up our budget, at least get it damn close and soon, we're not going to have a nation anymore.
You got to want to be on the top. You don't want to be free or you're going to be slaves. Donald Trump's agreed to stay a few more minutes with us. And he brought up, somebody that he wanted to thank on air that I want to thank on air. He came in here a month ago. He's been on all these big shows. just an incredible guy. I was aware of who he was, a patriot fighting communism all over the world. Tell us, Mr. Trump, about Mr. Stone, who helped get this interview set up.
Well, Roger's a good guy, and he is a patriot and believes strongly in a strong nation, a lot of the things that that I believe in. And, he, you know, I see him all over television. People like Roger. He's a tough cookie, I will tell you that, but people like him. But he's been so loyal and so wonderful, and he is the one. He really wanted me to do this interview, and I'm doing it. And we appreciate it, Roger.
Well, I knew who he was, but then I did more research on him. This guy literally fought communists all over the world, ran big elections against the Soviet Union in Latin America, in Africa, in Asia. I mean, and I know he's been friends with you for a long time and advising you. So, again, my respect level went up even more knowing that you're talking to real political operatives, not fake pundits that are on TV. And that brings me to mainstream media. I love the fact, when I first saw it a few days ago, they misrepresented it. They said Trump wants $5 million. Then I read deeper. You said give $5 million to wounded warriors before I go make CNN $50 million. That's what you make these shows.
Isn't that terrible? You know, they took that statement. I said give $5 million. I'm going to want $5 million that we're going to give to the wounded warriors or the vets, right? Which is the same thing as far as I'm concerned. We split it up. Because they're making a fortune on these debates, which never had anybody. You know, Fox had 24 million people. They used to get like a million. And CNN had the biggest ratings in the history of CNN. And I won't take full credit, but I'll take 99.9% credit. So I said, give me $5 million. I want to give it to the wounded warriors. I want to give it to the vets. But a lot of people said Trump wants $5 million. And I said it right in the same sentence, Alex. I didn't say it like
that's how they deceive.
I said, I want $5 million that will go to the wounded warriors. And they would play it. They even took the tape. You know, the tape is worse than the pen. They can cut it. So they say, give me $5 million, and then they cut it. Nobody knows, what am I doing? I'm asking for money to be on a debate. It's ridiculous. No, I wanted $5 million to go to the wounded warriors in particular. And let's see what happens. I don't know. You know, the one problem, Alex, if I didn't go to the debate, then you know what would happen. They'd say he's chicken. I mean, I think I won every debate.
And I saw one channel made like $40 million off you being on there. Yeah. They should give all of it to the vets.
I would love to see money go to the wounded warriors. I think it would be
so I agree. Funny. What about crippled America? It's a number one. You got a big rally tonight. Everywhere you go, your crowds just get bigger. I mean, obviously, you're probably going to get the Republican nomination now. Wow, and you're ready for the dirty tricks. 1 minute left, Donald Trump. What do you have to say about your book and what's coming up?
I am in this to win it. I am not in this to say, oh, gee, I've done a really good job. A reporter called up, a very powerful reporter, said, how does it feel? How does it feel? I said, it only feels because they said what we've done has never been done before politically. You know, I've been in the poll for 5 months since it came out. I'm number one. I said, it's only good if we win. If I don't win, I've wasted a lot of time. That's the way I view it. He said, no, you haven't. You haven't. I said, believe me, if I don't win. Because we can't do anything to make our country great if I don't win. I'll be watching television someplace. It'll be forget it. So I wrote a book called Crippled America. It's doing fantastic business. I don't know if you can see that thing right up
there.
We
can.
But it's doing great business. I hope your audience goes out and buys it as Christmas gifts and everything else. And I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but you'll be... You'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job. You'll be very proud of our country.
Well, I'm impressed. I mean, you're saying you're fully committed. You know, there's no future if we don't take this country back. Donald Trump, I hope you can help uncripple America. Thank you so much, sir. That you will be attacked for coming on, and we know you know that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose
except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it, word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The answer, the answer, the answer.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Don't act so surprised, Your Highness. You aren't on a mercy mission this time. Several transmissions were sent to your ship. I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you. We've got Tim Dillon and Ben Avery here. Ben Avery, the son. No, I'm serious. Of the former co-host of Johnny Carson. He's here right now. That's satire. They'll have like a fact check at Snopes.
Yeah.
Have you seen how they fact check comedy now?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy how they fact check. It's a like, clown.
Hillary is not an Oopaloopa.
Right. From our research, we have deducted, yeah.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to be on. You just popped in. You're about to tape some stuff. We're here on this Friday edition right now. A lot of the show's live. Paul Watson's coming up next segment, but we're taping this part. You're going to be on in the fourth hour. So what are you guys going to be covering? I mean, it's a big deal. Like, how did you get Johnny Carson?
Yeah, that was huge. Blackmail, of course. We learned from the best. But we'll be covering comedy, and we're going to play some videos and what, you know, what does comedy, what's the responsibility of comedians in a time when everybody wants to take away everybody's right to speak, which I know you don't know much about, but I.
Well, I mean, you know, you can't let these Americans talk. Exactly. I mean, you know, it's a free company. You know,
yeah, but I think people are starting to push back. I think comics are starting to push back. Ricky Gervais had a really funny speech at Golden Globes, and you know, Chappelle is the greatest comic ever. Was like, listen, the art form is true. Maybe not what we're saying is true, but the art form is true. Freedom of speech, being able to say what you want.
That was beautiful. He said, yeah. Not saying what they're saying is truth. Freedom of speech is truth.
Yeah, the outlet, the ability to do it. So I think that people are pushing back.
That's a powerful way to say it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well,
it's
he's
all
the best.
True.
Yeah.
And we're not saying what they say is true. Freedom is truth.
Well, if there's anybody who's going to say it in the best way, he's going to say it. But yeah, I mean, so I think people are now, I think you're, and the other thing is like, go woke, go broke. Like, nobody wants this woke, unfunny comedy. Nobody wants that.
To be lectured about.
Nobody wants to be
lectured.
The new
thing, like, Michelle Wolf's like, I murdered my baby and felt powerful.
Did like, she say that?
Yeah.
Well, I know Michelle. I do like Michelle, but I don't know if she murdered her baby. Well,
no,
she might
said
have.
That.
She probably did.
I don't know if it's true. She said,
yeah.
She like squatted down and.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she does have a, you know, I don't know. She has a high pitched voice. The baby might have killed himself. I do like Michelle. I've
no,
opened for Michelle.
Her baby and it died. No.
I've opened for Michelle.
Like, I'm your eye.
You know, she'll love that. You know, but no, and that's why I think when we saw what happened to you, I think more people should have been like, you know, listen, this is a little wild that you can just take all of somebody's outlets without any, you know,
and
argument,
then push lie
back.
About whatever you want.
And then just kind of, yeah.
That's the next part of it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you've been deplatformed. No, then they say whatever they want. But seriously, we've got them trying to start a civil war in Virginia.
Yeah.
We've got the impeachment that already happened, and now the trial in the Senate. What does that McMahon think?
Alex, like I said, I'm kind of retarded.
Who wrote that? That is a comedic genius.
You gotta start giving him residuals, you know? I mean, this is...
Hey, but still in the catchphrase.
Listen, you speak of Dave Chappelle. He admitted he was gay at the Golden Globes.
Right.
Some award show.
It was Jockey. He was did it the it was called Mark Twain Prize.
Mark Twain Prize. Where a lie goes halfway in the world if the truth puts his pants on.
Yeah,
he said he was gay.
Yeah,
I've got to admit this right now, folks. I just can't lie about it anymore. Joe Rogan and I are getting married next week.
You have to be trans. As much as you're hated, if Chappelle is gay, you have to come out as a woman.
No, I am. No, Joe Rogan is my dad. The truth is, I'm not just Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks was still alive, and his husband is Joe Rogan. And I just admitted it.
A fun reality show we've got in the works.
I've learned. Yeah. This is not a joke. I was talking to God the other day, and I said, got to have more fun, and it can't all be on me, or I'm going to go crazy and have a heart attack.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm going to have fun. That's the way it is, ladies and gentlemen, and I know it's hardcore stuff, but we deserve it. Well, Edit Man was here, also has Ben Avery, and we've got Tim Dillon. But the serious part of the transmission starts right now on the other side. So we just crank this up right now. Amazing, 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 amazing. Those two parts are amazing, amazing, amazing. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, Infowars.com and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And then if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at Infowars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
It's not my point of view. It's a fact, and you know it's true. Like, men can have babies, and 1,000-horsepower cars are badass. There's only one way to rock, and it's called America. And folks want to take it down, they can't compete with it, they're going to fail. Well, name dropping. I got a call from Joe Rogan the other day, and he said, you know, Tim Dillon's coming into town. You ought to have him on. I'm like, oh, Tim Dillon. There's a million comics out there, but I actually like this guy's comedy. And he has the courage to say that Hollywood movie stars have a right to shake Donald Trump's hand.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing courage. But you know what? It is true. George Orwell said the ability to say 2 + 2 = 4 is a revolutionary act and is the symbol of freedom. So things are so screwed up now. You saying that Vince Vaughn has a right to shake the president's hand at a sporting event, and then people are getting fired from their dental assistant jobs because they say Make America Great Again 2020, and you've got your opening guy here, a very interesting fellow, Ben Avery as well, has got a big lineup for us here. And I don't lie to the listeners. I'm in an airplane right now flying to D.C. for the removal of the president, the trial of the president, and the left trying to cause a civil war with gun confiscation in Virginia. So, as we're speaking, if the plane hasn't crashed, hopefully, 99.99% chance that won't happen, we're going to have live coverage there. But we're here in the fourth hour right now. So I want to say to Ben Avery, Ben, good to have you here.
Alex, thank you.
Huge fan.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of you guys.
Thanks for having us in.
You guys will all be deplatformed and sent to Siberia.
Yeah, this is the end. This is the end of our career. But I told Ben, I said, this is his wedding present. I just attached his fiance a picture of him here.
Well, we were talking. I mean, the guys like 80 years ago hit the beaches of Normandy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like half the boats got machine gunned by Nazis by the time they got off. So, the new heroism is just saying, hi, for free speech.
Yeah. If my grandfather can fight World War II, I can make a YouTube sketch and I can tweet that Vince Vaughn can shake the president's hand. And I just said, when I tweeted that, I said, can you find all the celebrities that shook Bill Clinton's hand because, you know, this is a guy that spent his post-presidency jet-setting with human traffickers.
I mean, I love your tweet.
This is not even a, I mean, it's
well,
not
that's
even,
what happened. Joe called me, and I looked at your Twitter, because I'd seen, like, had an orgasm of just the common sense, like, Clinton's hanging around pedophiles constantly, right. And meanwhile, Trump's bad.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you could criticize Trump, you cannot like Trump, but this is a guy meeting the President of the United States, shaking his hand, and there's outrage, and there's no outrage for people that have had dinner with the Clintons and have hung out with the Clintons.
And flown on airplanes with
flown on airplanes
children.
With the Clintons. Mm. And we know for a fact, a lot of the things that Bill Clinton's done, he's been credibly accused of rape. He's been involved in criminal dealings for his entire public life. And the whole Epstein stuff is...
Wait, are you saying Bill Clinton's dirty?
A little bit. A little bit. Just a little bit, you know?
Like when I take a dump, you're saying that's dirty.
That might be. It's not good.
It's not good.
Yeah, it's not good. But and that's my whole thing. I think comics and comedy shouldn't roll over.
Well, that's what I want to start with you, and I'm glad you brought that up. Dave Chappelle and you know, others, you know, at the Golden Globes come out and say, you're a bunch of pedophiles, you're a bunch of perverts, you're a bunch of degenerates. America hates you. Comics go out and face the American people. They're real.
Yeah.
But you guys come up with your own information that resonates with the populace, true Americana, as the you know, stand-up comedian is an American genre, another one of our great inventions. But meanwhile, these stars aren't stars. They just read off a teleprompter or a script, and then people are rejecting them. So are comics going to save the First Amendment?
I hope so. I mean, I hope so. I think comics are in a unique position because we, with the way technology is, we make our own living. We're able to podcast. We talk directly to our fans. They buy tickets to come see us live. We don't have... like people that manage our public image.
You're truly grassroots,
doing
populist.
What we want to do. And living and dying on our own skill. And that's the whole thing. And it disappointed me when you were deplatformed that there weren't more people that were comedians that are saying, wait a minute, I may not agree with that guy, or I may not agree with anybody that's being deplatformed, but if we lose the right...
I may not even agree with what the media says that person stands for.
Right, sure.
Because deplatforming isn't just that you don't get a voice outside your own little audience. It's that they can then say what you said.
Right.
Imagine that. That's... Because I always knew about censorship, but I thought I knew. I didn't. Once it happens, you're like, they can say I said that? I didn't say that.
And then you can't fight back. And I had Gavin McGinnis on my show, and he said the same thing. He goes, I just have to read about myself now. I have no outlet to fight back, you know? And it's
very disempowering.
Yeah, and it won't end with, like, the people that are the most controversial. It's going to eventually, especially as all these big corporations It's going after everybody.
You say, I support the president, you're banned off Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Or you're banned off Facebook, or you're fired from your job.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So why are you guys then... I think you get it. Like, people need to just bite the bullet and not worry about the censorship.
Yeah, I think people need to. Number one, the reason that I have success as a comedian is I talk about things that are real, that are actually happening. I don't have to answer to corporations. I don't have to answer to lawyers. I don't have to answer to censors. I have to only be accountable to my fans, people that either think it's funny or don't think it's funny, think it's interesting or don't think it's interesting. So I'm in that unique position. Joe Rogan is in that position.
And how electric is that?
It's amazing because that's what comedy should be and is. And like Dave Chappelle's the best comedian that's ever lived. When he gets out and says, listen, the true form of the art is people speaking their truth. Doesn't mean it's right. But
he said, this is truth. It doesn't mean they're right or wrong.
Correct.
The truth of freedom of speech is truth.
Yes, the art form.
Speech is truth.
100%. Getting out there, being able
truth to... Truth is having a speech.
Yeah, being able to be heard, to say what you want to say, that's 100%. We live and die on that. And the fact that there aren't more people in my business standing up for that terrifies me because it shows me that if we're not going to stand up for it, I can't expect a guy in an office to stand up for it who's got, you know, all these people that are, you know, standing between him and feeding
exactly
his family.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And there's like a capitulation. There's a running scared. The wicked flee when none pursue.
Yeah.
It's just this woman I had on the show yesterday. She got, it's in the news. They admit it. They fired her from her dental assistant job because she said, make America great again on Facebook. And somebody complained. They said, we can't have one complaint.
That's crazy. Is that my aunt? My aunt has a Facebook feed that's all make America great. I love
By the way, we got this guy over here. Who was the guy that was on with Johnny Carson, never talked?
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon. Yeah,
he Ed just, McMahon yeah. is on. Ed McMahon. What do you say, Ed?
But Ben knows too. I mean, you've watched the whole thing. You've watched comics and what's happened.
Yeah, shame on a lot of people for just rolling over and not standing up for.
You know, Shane Gillis, really funny comic, gets fired from SNL. He's hired on SNL. They pull up a podcast. He made a joke. He used a slur in the joke. He was trying to be funny. He loses his job. A lot of comics don't say anything. They just watch him get fed to the wolves. People are on Twitter every day telling him, you know, they're going to come kill him. He's getting death threats. His family's getting contacted. The media is now trying to ruin his life.
This is his bullying.
Yeah, he's bullying. They're trying to ruin people's lives.
Well, I mean, take like Tropic Thunder came out 15 years ago or whatever it was, 12 years ago. I mean, it's not meant mean that the guy's in blackface.
Right.
He's making a joke. Everybody gets it. But again, he's allowed to do it, but nobody else can.
Yeah, I think there's this double standard where people are when somebody has enough money or they're powerful enough, they are able to kind of write their own ticket. But everybody needs that freedom, whether you have a mansion or you're a nobody who's living in an apartment.
Like, well, that goes back to your home is your castle.
Absolutely.
And your speech is your castle.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're just giving up on something that since the Magna Carta in 1215, 800 years of war for free speech.
Yeah, and they've made you the boogeyman, which is interesting because I have seen, by the way, you on your show do a lot to put, and this is going to get me in trouble when I say this, but you've pushed back against racism. I've watched you do it. I've watched you push back against identity politics on the right and the left. And for some reason, you're the boogeyman when I go, this is going to be the clip that people use, but I sometimes, this maybe I'm nuts. Sometimes I hear you as like a voice of moderation. I know that this is going to be played back, but sometimes I hear you when I go, you have a point of view. We don't agree on everything, but I hear you when I go, you don't want identity politics. You don't want a country for white people. You don't want any of that.
Well, you just hit it.
Yeah.
They've done focus groups because we're not calculating this. We're just regular people like you.
Right. Yeah.
They know we unify people.
Right.
I mean, I statistically, because we get the Google Analytics, I never did this on purpose.
Yeah.
We have bigger Hispanic and black audiences per segment wise than whites.
Right.
I just try to target those people. They legitimately hear me.
Yeah.
They know I want everybody to have freedom.
Right.
I don't like go, oh, those black people got a nice house and car. I'm losing out. No, the better everybody does, the better I do.
Right. Right.
All right. We're going to talk to Ed McMahon when we come back.
Yes.
We got Tim Dillon here and we got Ben Avery. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Ben Avery is it? Ben Avery is good. Everybody's good. Nobody's bad. And we got the Tim Dillon, Tim J. Dillon on Twitter while he's still there. I'll probably be Bama.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com.
You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Tim Dillon, Ben Avery, our Soviet agents in the service. And they're in studio right now with brain chips directed by Vladimir Putin. And I am Vladimir Putin's concubine. I'm carrying his baby right now. No, seriously. We're having some great discussions.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan, because your buddy's with him.
Yeah.
Intro some of his shows. Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, when you went back on his show, because your first appearance on Rogan, we had watched, I mean, it was the most... A lot of reason comics hate you is because you're funnier than a lot of comics. I mean, that's just the reality. It's just what it is.
It's true.
I'm kind of retarded.
You're probably the most entertaining person in the country.
You're nice.
That's true. It doesn't mean that, you know, but so the second time you went on, I get a call from a friend of mine. It's me, him, his fiance and his brother. We're coming back from breakfast. He goes, Alex is on Rogan right now. I just look at him. I go, Alex is on Rogan. He swerves the car. Scott's go, what the hell's going on? We go, shut up. We drive to his house. We sit on the deck. We have 15 people. The whole neighborhood comes over. And we're watching you and Rogan for like 4 hours. People calling out of work. People
it hit like 10 million. It hit 10 million that day. And then like 60 million later, but they just cut the feed though. They let the number go up.
It was wild. Yeah. And it unified the neighborhood like the bombing of Pearl Harbor. That was how crazy people were.
It's crazy. But enough about me. It's just crazy that people want unfiltered.
Yeah. Well,
YouTube didn't even allow that video to trend. And everyone was still watching. There were still like millions of people watching.
Oh, yeah. I'm not exaggerating. I talked to at Google Insider, leaked stuff to us. They're going to be probably mailing the show soon. We can fly them here. But they said that I don't even want to tell people what the video views has, but it's like 100 million.
Yeah.
So it's like they can't. Well, it's like when our app hit number one, we already had an app like for like 3 months. We had a few other apps, but we did this app like 3 months before I got shadow banned a year and a half ago. And it went to number one in news because of that. It was already like in the top 20. And they just said, your app's gone.
Right.
So
right.
It's not that I'm that good. It's the guest I have on. I'm serious. It's the whole thing we're doing unscripted. Like, do we talk about what you're going to talk about before you got here?
People want.
Ed McMahon, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that was my point. It was just people still seek you out. Even though they try to suppress you, people still. They want to find you. They want to listen to you.
Because when people hear what you're saying, they go, oh, this is more reasonable than I had heard.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're introduced to you through people that hate you.
Yeah, it's KKK, like Grand Wizard.
Yeah. And they go, this guy's funny. He's entertaining. He's informative.
If I hate my friend's wife and I say, listen, she's the worst person in the world. She's ruining his life. She should get hit by a car. When you meet her, you're going to be like, what the hell's her problem? So they're skeptical. But then you hear you and you go, you know, this isn't as crazy. And then you have like Epstein's thing happening. You know, this guy's killed in his prison cell. That event was seismic because now everybody's sitting there going, wait a minute. Alex Jones, I think when that happened, I tweeted, are we going to give Alex Jones a Congressional Medal of Freedom? The Congressional Medal of Freedom?
No,
people got angry about that.
About me.
People were not happy about that tweet.
Seriously, let's talk about you guys and the clips you've got.
So what's
going to happen is everything that they've been suppressing, because I'd love to give myself credit for the Epstein, that was well known.
Yeah.
Saying the sun came up, Jones said it first.
Of course, yeah.
What's going to happen as the credibility of the system keeps falling? I mean, CNN has to pay to be on at bus stations and train stations and hotel bars and
the ruling class is losing power. It's kind of a terrifying thing. It's wild to watch a system that has been in place for hundreds of years begin to crumble. And whether you like Trump or don't like Trump or whatever you feel about Trump, his election, he ran against the two biggest political dynasties.
And by the way, to interrupt you, I want to say this.
Yeah.
I don't want our financial system or what's left of Americana to crumble.
Nobody does.
I don't see that as the enemy. The corrupt, weird corporations effing us over, I want to see that crumble.
I mean, Trump ran against two political dynasties and destroyed both of them. That means that people are really angry.
Well, I'm going to kiss both your asses, Ben and Tim Dillon here. But talk about, because you're like, okay, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Another George Orwell quote. Because you don't want to say you're a hero or you're a hero, but you guys are on the big devil show. So speak to Trump. Well, what woke you up and what made you grow giant basketball size?
Well, I think we just have to, number one, you as a comedian, to me, I value freedom over money, right? So I realize that.
Hell yeah. Like,
I value freedom over money.
Yep.
So the reality is the freedom to make fun of the things I want to make fun of and connect with the people I want to connect to means more to me than having a lot of money. And once you realize that, you know, it's just like
amount of money.
Yeah.
You got it to sell somebody else. Worth it.
100%.
But money you freaking earn being real, that's good.
You know, the people that didn't speak up for Shane or the people that didn't speak up and went to bed every night when one of their friends was getting trashed on the internet. You're like, they live with that. They sleep with that. Good for them. That's who they
are. Our ancestors knew that was America. That even if you disagree with somebody, you don't silence them because you're man enough to hear their speech. And once you give up, it all falls like dominoes.
Yeah. And so, by the way, once you do the real stuff and you say things that are real, people respond to it. And you know, people are out there. People want to have fun. You know, the sketches we make, the stand-up I do, everything that we do is about trying to connect with people in a real authentic way and making people angry. We want to make people a little upset. We, you know, the people in the corporate media that would never
challenges the brain.
Yeah, that
if
would
you're
never
upset. Yeah. You're dead.
Right.
So, if you're never upset, you're dead.
100%. So the corporate media, people that don't want, and we make fun of dark stuff, and we laugh at the absurdity of a world where nobody's punished, where Epstein gets everybody gets away with everything that matters, and nobody's punished. So it's like some people will say to me, "Oh, you're making fun of something that's really dark or whatever." I said, what I'm making fun of is the absurdity of a world where this goes on.
You're not making fun of the death or anything.
No,
you're making fun of the fraud.
The fraud.
And they always turn it around how we're bad.
We're the problem. Right. And I'm like, go to your governor.
Why do they fear comedy so much?
Because it's the last bastion, I think, of people saying, because you can't, here's the real thing about comedy. You can't control when you laugh. Laughing is like an involuntary.
And it's a human interaction.
It's human. It brings people
together. It's a currency.
Yeah, it's a currency. It brings people together.
And they don't like grassroots currency.
They don't like anything that's like, you know, that can't be managed and can't be controlled. Because I think they want the total goal, I think they want is just for you. They want your money and your free. You want
I'll say this. Yeah. I was mad at Joe for not standing up for free speech for a while. But then when he did, he even chewed up the head of Twitter. He chewed up their lawyer.
Well, you know what it is? I don't think it was that he wasn't standing up for free speech. Of course.
He wants to get it right. I want to stay out of this.
He wants to, and I think he wants to get it right. Whatever he does, he wants to get right. So it's like, he's methodical. I'm not methodical, right? I'm sloppy. I'm reckless.
Me too.
It's what we do. That's what we do. So the reality.
No, I'm not attacking Joe. I get
no, of course,
it.
Of course.
You're very methodical.
But there needs to be guys that are methodical, but there also needs to be guys that aren't methodical that just throw it against the wall and say, you know what? Yeah,
but what I was saying is when he did go public,
he went big.
He did a great job.
Yeah, he went big. Yeah.
Because he was methodical. He got the big cheese when he finally did it.
Yeah, and people are going to start.
That's not an ask against Joe.
Yeah.
He freaking did stuff nobody else did.
He was able
Watching the head of Twitter and that lawyer squirm. Man, that was the most watchable.
And
I had orgasms.
And here's the other thing. Twitter's the best. Like, Twitter's the number, like, they leave most stuff up, even though they haven't been kind
to you. No. You're right. Facebook and Google are horrible.
Much worse. They're much worse than Twitter. I mean,
they're better at hiding it, though.
We've had things taken,
Twitter's, like, much more of a meritocracy.
Jump in.
Twitter seems to be more of a meritocracy when it comes to the people get to choose what is seen. Our videos get sometimes, you know, 300,000, 400,000 views on Twitter.
Or millions.
Or millions. Instagram will just bury our stuff in beneath algorithms. They won't show them.
It's shadow banned. It's like nobody's censoring you. Just nobody can see you.
You can't search Tim's name on Instagram. You can't find his account.
Yeah,
you
know? They're trying to sell bathing suits.
Right.
And they don't want anybody to be upset.
They even admit, though, in the metrics, it's killing Google. It's killing Facebook.
Right.
Like, but they just don't care.
They don't care. They don't care because they're monopolies.
Remember like 5 years ago when it was all still free-for-all?
Yeah.
How awesome the internet was?
Yeah, now it's being controlled at every level. So for us, as comedians, our whole thing is like, let's just make something that's really funny. Mm-hmm. It's gonna maybe push the envelope a little bit. And if people like it, they like it. If not, who cares? Like when
all right, Tim Dillon and Ben Avery, the reincarnation of Ed McMahon. People don't know this. Fidel Castro's clone works in this office.
Yeah.
And Ed McMahon. He's actually Ed McMahon's son.
We're from Russia.
We're from Russia. We'll be right back with these clips. We got clips coming up.
Yes, we got clips.
High news. Black
Rolling. We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2 and the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is, that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All the First Amendment burns inside of me to be able to say what I want, not be penalized for it.
She cried when I left her.
We are back live. We've got a very successful, entertaining comedian, Tim Dillon, and literally the reincarnation of Johnny Carson's co-host with us here, Ben Avery. No, I just kept repeating that stupid joke.
It's so funny.
My attempted humor. Tim Dillon's here.
Yeah.
So tell me about, do some plugging here.
Yeah.
A place where I'm banned. I've been there 100 times.
Yeah, I feel bad about that.
I was there when I was Bill Hicks. I was there performing as Bill
Hicks.
Right. They literally won't even let me in the room. Joe invited me. I couldn't get there.
Yeah.
You're going to be at the Cap
City. I'll be at Cap City, Friday night, Saturday night, two shows each
they're
night.
They're in on it. The owner is actually my wife. She's Bill Hicks' wife.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Bill Hicks will be there.
Great club. Sorry you're banned. That sucks. I hate that.
I'm Bill Hicks. Sorry.
You know, I mean, you did have enough. I mean, you performed there enough when you were Bill Hicks, I guess. But, I'll be there. And, it's crazy that comedy clubs are banning you. That's what's wild. Like, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, when I was with Joe last time, they were going to have me come speak at a comedy club. They go, no, you're just banned. I'm like, okay, well, okay, great.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Like, comedy's all about, we're free speech, 100 million%.
Yeah.
Alex Jones, what the hell is
murdered? You could have sat in the back quietly. You weren't going to do anything, you know? You were.
But enough about me.
Yeah.
Let's talk about.
Let's play this clip.
Tell us about this next clip.
The clip is fun. It's after the Greta Thunberg thing came out, what we started thinking about is like, you know, these kids.
Turns out, you know, her dad spoofed himself. Or docked himself. It's him writing. We already knew that.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Like, whether you think.
How dare you? I will line you up. Mind shutter.
Yeah. It's a little creepy. She has a little creepy cadence, but you know, we thought about these kids, whether you agree with them or not, or whether they have valid points or not, they're being managed to a degree, right? We all know that.
They're obviously like using
them. It's a Hollywood production, right? So we thought about who the hell's behind this. We came up with this character of this guy who just signs kids in crises and tries to make them into stars. That's the next clip.
Here it is.
Child activists. I do hang around tragedies looking for kids who have it. Greta, baby, you killed it at the f***ing UN. You're an animal. Why are you crying, honey? Oh, okay, no. Are there cameras on you? Keep crying. Throw yourself on the floor. Throw yourself on the floor right now. Malala left me for a competitor and you haven't heard her f***ing name in 2 years. And you never will again. David Hogg won't take a f***ing meeting. I sent 30 pairs of sneakers to his dorm. Jesus Christ! Tell Malala she's gotta come out as non-binary if she wants heat now. That's the way it is. Nobody gives a shit about landmines anymore. It's all climate. Climate is sexy. Climate and guns. Clean water? That hasn't been hot since the fucking late 90s. Do people even fucking drink water? Wake the fuck up! I got the Covington kids and Nathan Phillips on a reconciliation tour opening for Lizzo. Who is it, Emma Gonzalez? Don't put her through. She's me for the last time. I had her booked at Davos. She got sick. You get sick at Davos? We got a new version of the Paul brothers from Syria. They're fucking hilarious. They do pranks. One of them's missing an arm and they have fun with that. It's great. We got a kid with a cleft lip, but he's cute. I want Hogg at Madison Square Garden. People are turning in their guns and crying to him. They're handing their guns over to him and they're crying. Yeah, this is just Jason. I got a call for David. Yeah, just let him know that I called. We actually sent some stuff in the mail over if he could take a look at it. Just a few sneakers and... Okay, sure. Yeah. We got a kid right now. He has no limbs. He is f***ing hilarious. And he does a whole bit about the refugee crisis. You have no idea how hard this kid is going to hit when he hits. Do you understand? No limbs. We walk him out, we put him in a seat, and he just f***ing goes, man. He just goes. These kids will own you one day. I will make sure of it. They will f***ing own you. I got a 3-year-old from Iceland named Gunnar. He loves economics. He's talking about debt peonage. I got him at the World Bank in 3 weeks. F*** you.
And this is a real guy. That's an A. I mean, this is a guy, like, these kids are all represented.
You're reading my mind.
Yeah.
Because we didn't pre-talk. We're here on air.
Yeah, we're
taping to air, but it's like live. We're not.
Yeah.
I've not been in Hollywood much, but that's how these people act.
Yeah.
And they literally are drumming up the PR. This is like real.
Yeah.
So it's not even comedy. You're just showing people stylized what's happening. So explain that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's funny, but it's absolutely true. I mean, people have said to me in the, you know, in agencies in Hollywood, they're like, that gets passed around because people go, yeah, like that guy exists. Like,
why do they all act like that?
I mean, it's just the way they act. And I
think it's like a fake authoritarian.
They just got to say this, they got to find opportunities. So these kids that have been through horrible tragedies, if they think there's some political juice in them, or if there's money there, they're just trying to sniff out money. And it's crazy that there are people that represent those kids. I mean,
but it's the way he acts is just some corrupt producers in general.
Yeah. I mean, they're just, it's a wild town. It's a wild town, Hollywood. And they're just trying to sniff out money.
Man.
They're monetizing tragedy. There's no way around it.
Yeah. They're trying to get behind these, you know, these political points. And then there's things where it's like they'll lose money sometimes to make a point. Roseanne had a lot of, you know, Roseanne.
Oh, yeah, they do that in great fear.
And they didn't, you know, so they kind of dropped Roseanne, and they're like, well, it's interesting. So there's ideology at play as well as money.
Well, there's an exercise of power.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously George Soros was a Nazi. He said happy making, best time of his life.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'll show you the clip.
That's not good. Is that what he said?
He said, was exhilarating.
Okay.
Guys, cue up Soros. See if you do that. The master clip. We got like five clips of him, but he said it was happy making, best time of his life, exhilarating, empowering. Yeah.
God.
Really?
God.
Yeah. And he's like trying to take me off air as a Nazi. And I'm like, yeah. Wow. Last time I checked, you know, everybody goes, my grandfather was a world war, but both were in the Army. Here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, you know, war heroes. So, I mean, it's just meant to drop a lot of
bombs. They've made you into the boogeyman. They've made you into the guy that has to be gotten rid of, you know?
And then they get obsessed. It doesn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, listen,
which, by the way, it's not credit to me.
Right. It's just,
but the fact that it's made the listeners support more.
Right.
I mean, like.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild to me that, you know, positions that people held 10 years ago, they're being called a Nazi for holding today. You know, Trump has echoed Obama and Clinton's statements on immigration. You know, he said that
like a border should exist.
Yeah, right. That we should be a country. And that doesn't mean I agree with everything Trump does, but like, when did that become a position of a fascist?
Yeah.
That's kind
of
wild.
I disagree with a lot of what Trump does.
Yeah.
And I almost resent having to back him because their attacks on him are so authoritarian. I'm kind of like, man, I don't like what Trump's doing, but you know what? You saying he's a Nazi and shouldn't exist and lying about him, I had to defend him. It's really irritating.
And it's also like I'm sure there's real Nazis. I don't think they're a sizable contingent, and I don't think they have any political
but calling
power.
Calling a New York liberal a freaking Nazi
is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all these
celebrities. He's an old fashioned liberal.
Well,
he's like blue collar, like we're going to get jobs back. We're going to.
Yeah. And I think,
oh my God, a Nazi.
Right. And I think the reality is a lot of people truly hate him because he came out of the Hollywood system. They feel like maybe he turned on them, and they feel like, you know, these people.
Oh, he 100%.
A lot of these people.
He chumped them.
Yeah, you look at a Twitter feed and you go, oh, you want to be Hitler. Like, you'll see some of these people that are authoritarian. You're like, you're mad at Trump because you want to be Trump. And that's what the problem is. Like, they want
to be.
Well,
the truth is Hitler invaded countries.
Of course.
Trump's trying to get out of countries.
Right.
I mean, here's the deal. People go, Alex, you sold out. You support Trump. He's totally anti-establishment. I'm anti-establishment. This is a wet dream. He goes sideways. I a lot of stuff I'm pissed at Trump. I mean, I'm like, man, I was 90% there a few years ago. Now I'm like, you know, I'm not in a cult, man. He's really irritating me on a bunch of stuff.
Right.
But he ain't Hillary Clinton.
No. Yeah.
And so I'm not going to buy their BS about Trump. If they had legitimate attacks on him, that would be effective.
Yeah.
But they have nothing to offer. Like Tulsi Gabbard or something.
She's great.
I like her. Yeah.
She's great. Tulsi's great.
But they suppress her. They don't want a real opposition.
Yeah.
Because she's not a zombie.
Yeah.
She doesn't come off like a Day of the Dead, They Live zombie.
Yeah. And they don't want they try to sandbag Sanders. Like anyone with a critique of the establishment, they don't want.
Yeah. They
don't
want their stuff. So we finally, the way to sneak up was not some left winger, but was a right winger.
Right.
And he got in and it's a beautiful.
Yeah, and unfortunately what you've seen happen is instead of people saying we need more speech, more debate, more argument, people have said we're not going to argue, we're not going to debate. And it's like, to me, it's fun. It's fun to talk to people you disagree with. That's
fun. You should come back, especially That's after you're deplatformed after this.
Yeah, after I'm deplatformed, I'll be living outside, by the way. I appreciate it. Just throw me a spare rib as you come in here. And
well, folks, we've got Ed McMahon, Johnny Carson's former co-host. This is incredible. Ed McMahon, we come back. Stay with us. I spend a lot of time
reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
It's a total war. The globalists know they're losing politically, so they want to start a violent confrontation where they can cast gun owners as KKK operatives and try to then project that false image on Trump and try to remove him via the 25th Amendment or during the impeachment trial. Not for the charges they brought forward of obstructing Congress and abuse of power. So it's that backdrop of a mass shooting, the backdrop of a race war that they want to project onto America and onto Trump. But the good news is we have an independent, real American media. We have the Paul Revere system that is InfoWars. We have you, the audience, that are activists in the arena. So I salute you and I thank you. And I encourage you to share the live links of our coverage of Virginia and the impeachment trial and to get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Because without you, we get shut down. Great products right now. New sales. InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it. Except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old. And I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride-free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean and the toothpaste that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Back from the grave. The Lazarus Effect. He's here. Been able. Reborn. As the co-host of Johnny Carson is here with us. No, seriously, we got a few more clips to play here. You guys direct these, but
I like Ben.
He's good. Alex. He's the producer. Yeah,
thank you.
No, he's very excited to be here.
He's like the Russians that are behind us.
Yeah, Ben is pulling all the strings. Everything I say
I'm obviously, what's that guy's name? Who am I supposed to be? The comedian? Bill Hicks.
Yeah.
You want to interview Bill Hicks? Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's a big, and I'm going to stop right there.
Yeah.
Tell us, Ed McMahon, what we should do. What is the secret of the universe? Kind of like in Caddyshack, he goes, you know, he didn't give me a tip, but he told me the secret of the universe is Oonga Gabunga Balunga.
Oonga Galunga?
Oonga Galunga.
You want me to tell you the secret to the universe? Is that what you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something, Alex.
A bottle of Jack Daniels, a bottle of Jack Daniels, a chili dog. No, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say I'm also kind of retarded.
I am too. Brother. No, I said like sometimes I'm kind of retarded.
Yeah. And I think that's the best way to be. I think that's the goal for many of us. The next clip we're doing, we did a sketch where I dressed up as Jeffrey Epstein's temple and I walked around L.A. Oh, truly disturbed people.
That's the sex slave base in the Caribbean.
Yeah. By the way, the thing is the media has no interest in figuring out what the hell it is.
We almost went a month ago.
Yeah. We were always going to go to the island.
Johnny Carson, was it true that he was like really depressed behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I just can't believe that Ed McMahon's here.
It's an honor. And this video was like, we dressed up as Epstein's temple. We walked around LA. Mm-hmm. I was pretending I was, you know, Epstein's temple. And I'm like, where is a sacrifice temple going to find work? LA, you know, because now he's out of work because his owner's dead. And then we just, you know, we walked around at Los Angeles, did a bunch of crazy things. Here it is.
Newsfeed presents. Yeah, that's a hot body. It's not gay, but this is that's a hot item.
As a sacrifice temple, there's not a lot of cities you can work. This is one of the only cities. You know, the problem is a lot of these people already have sacrifice temples they've been using for years. So to break into it at this point is very hard.
You act like you don't remember me. I remember you. Last July, we had a lot of fun. Come on.
Wow, that outfit.
He knows.
I got to admit, it's pretty sexy.
I'm trying to get into entertainment. I'm trying to do that. Has anybody else's boss also killed himself? It's like f***ing weird, you know?
Listen.
Now they're saying his eyeballs had broken blood vessels.
Capillaries, boss.
I thought I would work until retirement, but now I'm fucking,
smoking,
you know.
Smoking and killing, you know.
Now you're in L.A. trying to break in entertainment.
I like that parrot.
This is my dream. I always wanted to be a stand-up comedian. Even when Hillary Clinton was slicing the throats of children, I said, I just want to make people laugh.
Wow.
My owner is dead-ish, wherever he is.
Trump should have you host the next briefing?
Yeah, I mean, here we go. We're going to get killed.
The press awards.
I mean, this is the video you watch. You go, this will be the one that gets me killed. This will be the one that, you know.
I've had just as many celebrities inside of me as you. Okay? You fucking clown. And everybody thinks we're both fucking pervs and weirdos. Okay? Everybody's like, it wasn't always sacrifice. Sometimes it was music night. You know?
Oh, God,
you
kid.
Think I control what goes on? No, I get hired for a job like everybody else. People do what they're gonna fucking do.
Yeah, I'm like a bouncy castle for satanic pedophiles. You know? That's not all I want to be.
Finally just got headshots. Meeting with a manager. Don't know how it's gonna work. Don't expect anything. Somebody told me to start a podcast. I mean, I guess
I love how you make fun of the Hollywood system. That's the really...
He's gotta do it.
This is where it's at now. You know? Kefir used to look at me, used to say, one day I'm going to be gone. It's going to be different. And you know what? He was fucking right.
You know, it's easy to hide their whole networks and their decline, but I don't want to overstate it. You guys are out in L.A. a lot more than I am probably. What is happening to Hollywood and the whole power structure? Like, it seems like the shine is off. The mystique is gone.
Yeah, I think, listen, there's good people in Hollywood. There's good people in the CIA. There are patriots and those. But there are bad people. There are bad people that have done a lot of things and have abused.
And they get together and do worse stuff.
I mean, they've abused women and children, and we're only starting to, I think, know.
They need to be hung up by their frickin' ankles and their throats split.
100%. And I think those people now, because of technology, I think those people are starting to see their power base being challenged for the first time. And I think maybe
they made the exact wrong response.
Yeah. And I think there is.
They took the bait. You're dead.
Yeah. So I think there is a little bit of, you know, people, cause there's a lot of people out there that are good people that want to make funny stuff, good movies, but then there are bad people.
There's these
too.
Evil oppressors on top.
Well, it's like DC. It's like, you know,
because
those
once people
never...
gave in to intimidation, the worst spiders got in control.
I mean,
you said back to DC.
LA.
Ed McMahon's here.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Folks, if you're a radio listener, Ed McMahon, I don't know how this happened.
He
He's amazing. No,
but get back to that. You're right.
He's seen
so
LA.
What happens once that the shine is off, the collapse happens?
I just think what's going to happen is you're going to have, and it's going to take a while, but I think you're just going to have people caring less and less about these institutions. And people are going to have to
still watch it, but it's not authoritative.
I think you have to build new institutions. I think that's the whole thing. You know, Bill Hicks did that joke. You did that joke where you said all these institutions are failing because they're irrelevant.
I did. Yeah.
So I think a lot of these institutions are irrelevant because they've sheltered a lot of abusers and bad people. And, you know, it will take a while, but I do think a lot of that stuff will in Hollywood.
That's
and
right.
Just like
their
DC.
Attempt to, like, destroy anybody that's up and coming is not going to work because the people have a desire. It's just going to make more leaders.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you can't.
People are just going to keep making stuff, and I think people are just going to keep being independent.
That's all I want.
Yeah, and that's all we want either is just to connect with people.
Hey, you're at Cap
fun.
City Comedy Club, and yeah. If I could be there, I'm banned.
I wish you could. I would get you comp tickets and be fun, but then, you know, we'd both be
kill
taken
myself
out.
If they don't let me in. It's a joke. They'll, like, arrest me tomorrow. It's yeah, a, yeah. They'll, whatever.
I'd bring you up on stage. If I was bombing, I'd be like, Alex is here.
I need that break. I need that break.
Yeah,
please, Cap City Comedy Club, please.
Yeah.
Please have me on.
Yeah. Anytime.
Please have me on. Hey, but it's that pettiness of the authoritarian, though.
Yeah.
They made their whole fortune off comedy and free speech, but now they don't like it.
Yeah. I think
not me trying to get on your goddamn stage when I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I don't want to go up there and do it. It's the fact that you're such a chicken. You know what? It's disgusting.
Right.
And when you live in America's bosom.
Yes.
And America's big, juicy, milky.
Right.
Big pink toppers.
Also, thanks for booking me. But
thanks
he
for
does
booking
have a little
me.
Point. He does have a point.
All this.
Hey, even though I do enjoy the club. But you do have a point.
Don't worry. No, you're right. You're right. No, whatever. No, I bow to them as well. Oh, God, please.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so
but no, it's, listen,
oh,
it's, dude,
oh, so
it's crazy.
Hey, but seriously, we got this last clip.
Yeah.
What is this last clip?
What is this, Gervais or Chappelle?
No, this is Epstein's security guard.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this is a fun
one. I used to
one.
Date that out of the place.
This was the guy that we imagined guarding Jeffrey Epstein.
Here it is. Here's Jeffrey Epstein's security guard.
Hey, my name is Tommy DelVecchio Di Benedetto. And I was Jerry Epstein's security guard at the Metropolitan Detention Center. A lot of people online are trying to pin this on the fucking Clintons. Let me tell you, man, they're good fucking people. They love this guy. They visited him 3 times this week in the middle of the fucking night because they didn't want to make a big deal out of it because they're fucking humble. You should have seen Hillary Clinton. When she saw him, it was like a fucking dog that had just, you know, when their owner's in Iraq and he comes back, she just fucking lunged at him. She went right for him. I had to fucking pull her off him. She was so fucking excited. They fucking loved each other. Sometimes that's what happens on Suicide Watch. People commit suicide. That's why they call it Suicide Watch. The Clintons, man, they gave a fuck about this guy. They're like a fucking family. I mean, the night he died, they were here praying with him. They looked like they were drinking, like, wine and some dark red liquid in a chalice, and they were all fucking chanting in the cell together. It was fucking beautiful. I didn't even know why he was fucking in here. I thought it was like he hired some illegals, you know, because he's got like an all-inclusive in the Bahamas. But my friend said he had underage girls in there. And I said, you know, my cousin had that fucking problem. But you know what he did? He found a girl that looked young but was really old as shit. You know those girls that, like, look 14, but they're 40? You go see their face, it's, like, real rough. The skin by the creases of their mouth is, like, raw. But, you know I'm f***ing with you, Donna. You know I f***ing love you. You saved that man's life. He wasn't a bad dude, Jerry Epstein, you know? He's not a bad f***ing dude.
A lot of bleeps there. A lot of bleeps. But
yeah, it's a lot of bleeps.
Now his 3 bones broken in his neck, broken eyeballs. I mean, this is not good.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was no way that trial could have ever happened. I mean,
aren't you glad you're not that, put his face back up, please. That self-assured look. The only guy that looks like a bigger pedophile is Brian Stelter. I'm not saying he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
I'm saying the only guy, like if you bred Brian Stelter with Jeffrey Epstein, you would have the pedicure 100%.
You think
Antichrist a pedophile?
You think there's any chance he's alive? No. We don't know.
You know, I had this
probably
CIA
not.
Guy on that said that, but I don't. Who knows? That's disinfo.
We can't, but now it's gotten
we're above
crazy.
The CIA. You realize right now, you're like above. You're like,
we're above the CIA.
Well, I'm not bragging, but you're kind of on the top thing right now.
Well,
like
thank you.
The orders come down for me.
Good, like good. I appreciate it. I get my orders from Putin. We get the jokes from Putin.
Oh, hell yeah. No.
We get the emails from Putin.
Let me give you the big secret. Vladimir Putin takes his orders from Alexander Jones.
He goes dressed up.
He gets down his knees every night. And he prays for me.
Yeah.
He says, Daddy Jones, give me that order. And I say, Pootie, my little Pootie Poot, you get your Pootie Poots right now.